you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell
me. Good afternoon, everybody, but it's still morning in California. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio, Blog Talk Radio. I don't care what anybody says, we're the best in the business. We're on the air. We got the best morning crew. We can compete with anybody on FM, Sirius Radio, whatever. We got the best morning crew. Blog Talk, they wish they could catch up with us. We're good. We are amazing. Yes, we are. And I just want to give a big, you're welcome. You're welcome. That's right. I'm on the air. It's Friday. All right, here's what happens when on a Friday. Friday, you can come in the studio. Here's the number, 319-527-6099. Anything goes Friday. We do have our topics. But if you want to come in, since it's Friday, something's on your mind, we'd be lucky to hear from you. We are global, so if you want to give a shout-out to people in Israel or whatever you want to do, they can hear you. And if they don't hear you now, you can always call them or text them and let them know that you mentioned them on the air every week. And I can send you a link to the show and they can hear their name. If there's a birthday, anniversary, or a divorce, or a death, come in and announce it on the show. Sure. You know, sometimes people die. On this show, we'll celebrate their life and give them a good passing. We'll send our angels. That's how we roll. I am Brian Jackson, or in the beginning of our show, when I first did the show, BJ in the morning, Brian Jackson in the morning, BJ in the morning. It's nothing like a great BJ in the morning show, but I decided to be Brian Jackson. Less offensive. But BJs are still good. We support them. That's what we do. And if you have any client in condition to have a BJ in the morning, thank you, and you're welcome. You're welcome, because I am your host. Contrary, I think that's the word, look it up. Contrary. Wasn't it like a nursery rhyme? Mary, Mary, contrary, how does your garden go? Whatever. I am not a liberal. I am not a conservative. I am not a left-wing or a right-wing nut job. All views are taken seriously, even if you're from another planet, which we are so global that not only we're global, we're universal. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my parents in another planet. Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. You're welcome, Mom. You're welcome. There you go. Topic. Phobias and fetishes. We didn't get to finish it yesterday. Are you normal? Some of you guys are like closet fetishes people, closet normal people. Yeah, I say closet normal people because you pretend to be normal, but you know you're a freak. There you go. Part two, as they say in French Canada, pas deux. Pas deux. That's what they say in the French in Canada, pas deux. That's how they roll. Shout out to the French Canadians out there. Parlez-vous français? Yes, I do speak French. And parlez-vous. And we have our Olympics going on in Paris, and we're sending one of our reporters out there. Yeah, we're the only ones on Blog Talk. We'll send our reporter out there to Paris. And hopefully Sammy School is getting packed right now. Sammy School is our ace reporter, and we're going to send her to Paris, and she will report on the Olympics, as she did 4 years ago. And she's a fantastic. She should have got an award for reporting on how the Americans are doing in the Olympics. Sammy School, everyone. We did, on another note, we did have a person, Julia, I miss her. She lived in Israel. She probably still lives in Israel. I got to get a hold of her. And she used to come on the show and tell us what was going on, and she would call us during the bombing in Israel and give us a blow-by-blow. And don't get it confused with a girl I met, you know, 5 years ago. She used to do a blow-by-blow, and it was amazing. She wasn't a journalist, though, but she was just amazing. Amazing. Wonderful girl. I couldn't recognize her in the lineup because I only saw the top of her head. Now, if they put a top of her head in the lineup, I said, that's the one. She's amazing. Anywho. Sammy School is not, she'll give us the blow-by-blow of what's happening in the sports, and it'll be fun. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, and I see one of my morning crew in here. She's looking all lovely and everything, Sleeping Beauty herself, Pat Over the Line. Good morning, baby. Good
morning. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Amazing. Hello. Do you miss me when I'm not on in the weekend? Do you? It's like, it's Friday, like, oh, Brian signed off, and I don't get to hear him being an idiot for another 3 days. Do you miss me?
Yeah, I do.
I miss you, too. I even miss John. I talked to John today. What a nice fellow. He's a nice guy. Very polite.
Yeah,
even though he's a Trump supporter, he was very nice to me. Very nice to me.
Yeah.
I was gonna call.
Yeah.
I knew John was gonna pick up the phone, so I was gonna be French. Hello, I'm Michelle. Could I speak to you?
He's not as aggravated as I am.
I know. Let me smoke my cigarette. Oh, I will wait. Would you like a broquette? Yeah, I'm sure that. I'm sure that he would have hung up on my stupid ass. That's Brian being French again, honey. Go ahead and sleep in another hour. Wow. Monsieur. Well, Machari, welcome to the show, Machari. I am a French Canadian. I love my cigarette.
You're not doing a very good job, but...
I'm not doing it at all. And an American trying to be French, stop it. This is why we had the war. Stop it. I would just go in there and upset everybody. I would go there and visit you in Niagara Falls, and I'll get the little French hat, and I'll get a little French mustache and a little striped shirt, like a Where's Waldo shirt, and I'll be walking around with you. Hey, should we get the biscuits or the briskets? Oh, look at that. It's a French coffee. Oh, coffee. You would send me back in an hour. Get the fuck out of Canada.
I think I would.
Get out of here, radio boy. Get out of here. I wake up and even Mr. Fred would scratch my face. I go, your cat scratched my face. Get out of here, boy. Get out of here.
Actually, he doesn't have claws.
Then he would bite me. Why you got some bite?
He does have teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll wake up and go, you got cat hickeys? No, your cat bit me. He tried to sever my vein. Not a good cat.
Well, that actually happened one night. My niece locked the cat in the room and he wandered out, so he grabbed your foot and bit it good.
You know, nothing, I've had a cat bite me and nothing hurts as much as their teeth are so freaking sharp. I am not, I didn't think that, you know, because normally cats will swat you, but when they bite you, it is such a pinch and such a sting, and it hurts so quickly. You know what I mean? Well, you know, you have a cat. But, my God. I told you this cat story. I had a cat named, I rescued him. I was in Boston. My girlfriend says, you know you're lonely. I said, I'm lonely. I got you. She goes, I can't be with you 24/7. So I'm going to give you another pussy. I go, okay, because I know you like pussy. So she took me to the shelter. She goes, I go, this is not the kind of pussy I was looking for. She goes, you need a cat. I think we misunderstood what pussy meant. No, you need a cat. So I see this cat. It was a tabby cat. Big cat. It was an adult cat. He was in this little carrier and going, meow. I said, I want him. She goes, why do you want him? I don't know. He talks and I'm listening. She goes, okay. So I get this cat. And the cat looks at me going, you are my next victim. Meow. Okay, kitty. So I named the cat Tyrone. Short, I would call him Ty, but his name was Tyrone. He was a tabby. I take the cat. I knew something was really, this cat was so fucked up. I don't know if he was sexually abused or what. Take the cat home, give him his little meal, give him everything, set him up, litter box, nicely fresh, scented so when he poops, he could just smell nothing but mint. I was that guy. Time to go to sleep. That cat sit there, and I know something strange. That cat sat there, and he stared at me. I'm going, why? I'm really tired. Why is the cat just sitting and staring at me? I told the story. He waited till my eyes were closed. That fucking cat creeped up very slowly, by the way, because I caught him one time. And he would go by my pillow, and he would bat my face with his paws, and then he would run, and he would sit and look at me like, who did that? Who did that? I was a drive-by batting. It's a true story. And I looked at that fucking cat because it went, bah, 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 bah. And then he ran and he sat and looked at me. He ran and sat at the same spot and he just looked at me like, meow. I'm going, are you kidding me? It's like, you don't know, you don't think I know you did it? And this is the first night I had him. And I said, okay, all right. Went to sleep. He did that same shit 5 times. My eyes were closed. And then one time I opened my eyes, I really did, honest to God, and he was right on top of my pillow. I said, see, I see you, and he went, bah, 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 and then he ran. He didn't care. And I don't know why he did that. I don't think it was some fun. I was afraid that he was going to scratch my eyes out. That's how I'm afraid of cats. He didn't use his claws. He just batted me with his, you know, his pads. I said, Ty, you got to stop this. I put him in the bathroom. I'm hearing, meow, 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 let me out. I had to let him out. All night, he was batting me in my face. He didn't hurt me, so I had to get rid of him. I gave him to this other girl I was having an affair with. She goes, you know, that cat kept crying for you for 2 days. The cat kept looking for you and crying for you. I guess the cat loved me, you know? But the only pussy I like is the pussy I can eat.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, that's you.
That's it. So, won't you let me babysit Mr. Fred once in a while and make Fred jerky? Well, yeah, you know, I try to eat your cat. Here you go. Told you. It's the only pussy I could eat. It's Fred jerky. It's good. What happens if I babysit your cat and your cat died and I said, I don't know what happened? Well, Brian, there's no water in there. Oh, there's no food. Oh. And no wonder your cat was losing weight. But before he died, he just said, his last words were, meow. That's it. So I don't know what it meant. And boof. So if that's any consolation, that was his last words.
You're looking for plausibility to kill cats.
I am. I am. I'm looking for plausibility, you know. When I got your cat, he weighed like 50 pounds. By the time he passed away, it was like maybe 25, 10. But anyway, he...
Actually, he's 9 pounds.
Wow. Oh, my God.
He's tiny.
Mr. Fred. I wonder if I walked through your door. Oh, my God. You think Mr. Fred would give me a kiss if I walked through your door? Hello, Fred.
He'd probably just sniff you.
He probably would. You love Mr. How long have you had that cat, Mr. Fred?
14 years.
Oh, my God, he's that old, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
He's a good, I could tell you love your cat. You know, I could tell you love it. In French, in French-Canadian, we call it Pousse. Ooh, I love your kitty, your little Pousse. That's what we call it in Quebec, Pousse. We'll go with our show.
You and your ideas.
I know. Oh, baby. If you'd like to come into the show, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number. And you can indulge in the silliness for a while. Take a load off, relax, have some fun in the studio. Pat's here, and if Pat's Pat Oberlein, and if Pat's in the mood, maybe you get your tarot card reading. She charges a lot of money. I mean, one time this person wanted Pat to read her in the tarot cards, and they had to mortgage their house. But it was a good reading. It was a good reading. Today's show is brought to you like every show, Patricia Oberlein. That's right, Patricia Oberlein Bakery. P.O.B., that's what they call her in Canada, Patricia Oberlein Bakery, P.O.B. That's right. P.O.B. Home of patty cakes. Angel food, devil's food, she loves. And if she gets some devil food cake, she will pay, you know, charge her extra, and she'll get the entity out of that cake and make it an angel food cake. It works that way. She has to make money on the side. Here you go. And then don't forget to try the mushroom candy. It's that sweet and dandy with the mushroom candy. Mushrooms.
I've never tried it that way.
That's right. And for the first time in all week, she has a Volcano Vodka. Try it. The vodka bottle comes with a little tiny teepee on top. It's a Volcano Vodka. You just put it into that little teepee. Suck it out, bitch. Suck it out. For the serious drinkers out there. Yeah, candy is dandy. And again, our show, here we go. It's Friday, everybody. Phobias and Fetishes, Are You Normal? Part 2, as we say in French-Canadian, part 2. And a lot of us have them. A lot of us think we're abnormal. A lot of us think we're special, but we're not. There's a lot of people. And then we're going to go over it. We didn't get a chance to go over it. And phobias, too. And it says here, you know, I read it yesterday, and it's about the guy from the Kinsey Institute. And, you know, those guys are little horny bastards. They always write books and do experiments on sex and everything. You know, it's really funny. So my daughter's, you know, 30-something, and we talk, you know, I'm her father, you know what we talk about, baby, papa, I don't want to hear it, okay, then I'm not going to show you a picture of my penis anymore, papa,
oh my,
I could hear the first caller, did he just say he showed his daughter his penis? Wow. What kind of show is that? I don't know. I thought it was a Christian church show. I think that's wrong.
No.
Yeah. I think I will listen a little bit more. This is debauchery. You know, what's funny is like a lot of my audience is funny. I would hear in the early days is they would call me or I would see on Facebook, Brian, I love your show. I go, great, and these are women. But I have to listen to it with my headphones on because I have children around. I go, oh, God, okay. Brian, I love your show. Yeah, but I'm at work, so I have to hear my headphones on and everything. And I don't tell my husband I'm listening to you, but he would enjoy it too. Okay, so I'm a guilty pleasure. There you go. There you go. I plead guilty for your pleasure. And Pat, you don't listen to radio at all. You don't listen to talk radio or nothing like that, right?
Not really, no. I spend enough time with you.
I know, right? So if I was on Sirius FM, would you listen to me? I go, Pat, I'm on in the morning, Sirius FM.
Well, don't you have to pay for Sirius?
No, I'll give you the bootleg. I'll give you the bootleg link. Listen to it free. Pat's coming through my back door. Hello, Pat. Here we go. So that's the topic of the show, and then we're going to start with the news first. Okay, here we go. The what do you call him? Disgrace president, rapist, whatever you want to call him, the orange man.
Yeah.
Well, right now he's in court. Right now. Oh, but first, before we get to that news, we have some bad news, and I figured that was going on. You know, I'm not really a British watcher. When I first heard the case of King Charles III, when he went in and they said that he had an enlarged prostate, and I said, that's bullshit, because I know he's like 77, 76, 77. And I said, okay, this is curious. Why would you put in the news that he had an enlarged? Okay, I understand that. Not to worry. Okay, I understand that. Then he went back in the hospital. I'm going, because if anybody who dealt with an enlarged prostate, you know, you women know this too, but your husbands and sons, whatever. Usually it's sometimes a surgery, but you're in, you're one and done, and you're out, or their medication. We know this, but when you go back in and you spend like a week in there, it's like, okay, somebody's telling us talking shit, because this sounds like, and I said this to my, this sounds like prostate. Cancer to me, and I'm not even a, I said this sounds like a fucking cover-up bullshit. Here we go. Here's the headline: King Charles III, he visits with Kate Middleton. She's in the hospital also with abdominal surgery. What's going on with that? She's a young woman and she's having major abdominal surgery. Something's going on.
Could
here.
Be Jones.
It could be Jones. Could be, but. She's been in the hospital for, and then it said that after she's done, that they think that she's going to be up in March. I'm going, surgery? And then she's not going to be able to walk and do her duties for another 3 months? Something's going on here. But let's just go with, so here's the headline. King Charles III, he visits with Kate Middleton in the hospital as he admitted for prostate surgery. Now, on the down low, what I'm hearing through the grapevine, is that they're already preparing, is it Prince William? Is it Prince William?
Yeah.
I think it's Prince William.
I think so.
They're already preparing Prince William. Now, this is on the rumor mill, on the down low. They're already preparing
they
him.
They should be. They should be, because he's getting old.
Yeah. They're preparing him secretly. I hate that kid, though. I hate his son. Somebody ought to kick his son in the face. I hate that little precocious little bastard. Every time
Which
I see
one?
Him, I want somebody to his oldest boy, the one that always looks like he's just showing off for the camera because he knows he's all that. And he was, you know, in preschool, he was beating up other other kids. He just looks pretentious and fat. And I just want to put a boot in his face. I really do. He's always, you can see him, he's always mocking in the pictures. You know, what are their kids' names? I'm sorry, now you got me on the rolls. What is Prince Harry's kid's name?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh,
aren't
you should
pretty
know.
Pretty young?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But I want to know what their
kid's
name.
I'll tell
name.
You
I'll
something,
tell you.
Brian. Here's the secret. I don't give a flying fuck about those people, so I don't pay attention.
I don't either. I really don't either. I don't give a flying fuck either. And you know, have you ever had a flying fuck? And it's pretty, you have to be really quick, because if you're laying there naked and there's a flying fuck, you got to catch it. For and then you catch it and you give it to your girlfriend. I got the flying fuck. Oh, I'm gonna give you a flying fuck. Here you go. Got it. Almost took me out the window. I gotta know the kid's name. Now it's bothering me. What are their names? Is it Bill or something? P-R-I-N.
No, I think you better look it up.
It has to be some kind of royal name. Some kind of not Prince Harry. I'm talking about Prince. Oh, no wonder. It's Prince William. I put Harry. It has to be some kind of royal, like George. I bet you, I think it's George. I think one of the kids' name is George. It had to be a royal king's name. So I think, I bet you it's George. Let me see what the kid's name. Prince William and Kate Middleton, three kids, all about George. See, I told you, George, Charlotte, and Louis. Look at, George is the one I don't like. Look at that precocious little bastard. George is the one. Every time I see George on TV, I just want to kick his ass and throw him off the balcony. I don't know why he bothers me. He's a precocious, fat little bastard. There you go. Why just,
How old is he?
George, I don't know. Let me say hello to Melissa. Magnificent Melissa. Good morning, darling.
Good morning,
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Pat. George is a small child, and Brian hates him.
I hate that bastard. You see him. Every time you see him, he's precocious. He just looks spoiled. He just acts up all the time. He mocks it. Do you ever see him do that, Melissa? Do you ever see pictures of him or when he's standing on the balcony? He just looks like he wants to spit on people. He just looks like he wanted to spit on the peasant. You don't deserve to look at me, you peasants. He's just a precocious little bastard. I know, Mr. Fred. I know. I don't like him either. So, Queen Camilla, how old do you think Camilla is?
I don't know, but I hate her.
Probably
I hate her,
70.
Too. You're right, 70. Melissa. She's 76.
Yeah.
76. And if you are interested in her kids, let me see. Kate would need to be, King Charles was seeking corrective treatment for an enlarged prostate. Bullshit. The dude has prostate. He has the royal prostate cancer. He has a royal cancer. That's what he has, bastard, you bitch. And you lied. And here it is. Here's the story. Let me take the kids off that little bastard. Here's the story. A source told E.T., which is Entertainment Tonight, that the king has been admitted to the London Clinic on Friday. We should call them. Can I speak to you?
No, they won't cooperate with us.
They will call me. This is Royal Brian, Prince Brian. Yes, you know who I am. I'm from a little country in Slovenia. I am the king. He remains in on Friday, a 75-year-old monarch made time to visit with Kate Middleton in the hospital. Both of them are in the hospital. The Princess of Wales remain. Do you know how much does that woman weigh? She looks, every time I see her, she looks thin, real thin. Don't they eat? Okay.
Well, maybe that's because she has Crohn's or something.
Oh, you're right with the domino surgery. So you're thinking it's Crohn's disease? Wow.
Could be.
Very, very short IBS, because I remember they're going, oh, there's Kate. And Kate was waving at the tennis match, and I really thought I heard, there's Kate. I go, there's something wrong with her. She may have IBS. I'm losing the English audience. Goodbye, English-British audience. I wonder how many ratings we got in Great Britain. So a source tells ET that the king was admitted to the London Clinic on Friday. Now it's Kate Middleton. That's my impression of Kate Middleton. Here's your impression of Kate Middleton. The very least is IBS. If there were guys in the studio, they would laugh. Women just go, ooh, it's just so gross. How do you go so low, Brian? That's not funny. Sorry, ladies. A source tells ET that the king was admitted to the London Clinic on Friday morning, that's today, where his daughter-in-law has been recuperating. The king is also understood to have visited 42-year-old Kate in the hospital before his own procedure. Queen Camilla, who is his not only his wife, but is also his faithful horse.
Oh, boy.
She does have a horse faith. Hello, Wilbur.
She does.
She does.
She does.
She really does. Well, I just want her to eat a carrot one time when she's on. She won't eat a carrot when she's on the camera. Give her a little bit of, I think I saw sometimes, I saw King Charles give her some sugar and help her, and she was just munching on that. Here you go. You know, a little bag that fits over her ears. There you go. Get the sugar. King Charles is seeking corrective treatment for an enlarged prostate. It's expected to remain hospitalized for two nights. See, this is where you're lying. Stop it. You're okay. The palace previously said that Kate would need 10 to 14 days in the hospital before returning home to continue her recovery. On Friday, the Buckingham Palace confirmed that Charles had been admitted to a London hospital for his surgery. His Majesty would like to thank all those who have sent their good wishes over the past week and is delighted to learn that his diagnosis is having a positive impact on people's health awareness. Yes, yes, even my prostate has helped the peasants of Great Britain. Yes, don't cry for me, England. My prostate, it is enlarged, but it's really prostate cancer. So keep your distance. I kept my promise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's always the response when I do my performance. Nothing. Crickets. Crickets. Nothing. They don't respect my comedic talent. Nothing. Even Melissa, I'm not giving you that. You're going to have to work a little harder for that, buddy boy. Wow.
She's still here?
Yeah, she is. She's still here. She probably left after that. What's on YouTube? It's a good show. She's still here. It was on January 17th that the king.
Oliver's going crazy with that new ball. So he's being loud.
Is he? Everybody the update about how wonderful Oliver's birthday was yesterday.
It was wonderful. It was a good day. And he got this ball that I'm going to get a video of it. It flies in the air.
Wow.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
It comes back to you.
Why do I see things getting knocked down, hitting the wall, pictures falling from the wall?
It's really lightweight.
Is it Nerf? Is it plastic or is it kind of Nerf-like?
No,
it's plastic.
It's powerful. I know it's powerful.
He sounds so happy.
Uh-huh. Oh,
he sounds
yeah.
so happy. Well, he sounds like me when I went to my first whorehouse.
Thanks, God.
Oh, Jesus, Frank.
Yeah.
I kept my promise, so keep your distance. Good, Melissa, I'm glad he had a great day. I really am. He sounds great. Hi, Oliver.
Yeah.
Hi, Oliver.
Oliver? Oliver?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
He's this ball with everything.
I know.
To him.
I know. Mm-hmm. And that's great, too. It'll keep him busy. Maybe it'll wear him out. It'll keep him busy. But I'm glad he had a great day. He deserves it. And you had a great day, too, Melissa. You're giddy and you're happy. You deserve a great day, too. So it was on January 17th that Kensington Palace first announced the news of Kate's health scare with Buckingham Palace. Issuing a second alert merely 2 hours later about Charles. Cha, as they say it in Britain, Charles. As we say in America, what's up, Chuck? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Pat loves my comedy. Nobody else does. I can see a room full of me and my stand-up, and Pat would be the only one in the front audience going, everybody else is going, what the fuck? I mean, this is quiet as this. And later you see Pat, I don't know if I should laugh, but oh, it was success. One such medical update is shocking enough, but two updates within a matter of hours affecting the highest echelons of the royal family is unexpected. They're not going to give any running commentary on the Princess Catherine's health, but I think it's worth pointing out that it's quite unusual that we've been given so much information and that there is a breach of royal protocol. No, shut up. No, it's not unusual because you don't want to hear the speculation that's going on, so you're going to give the information to let the people know so you quit writing the gossip rags. That's all that's about. And the information you're giving us is bullshit. I just want to put that commentary there. I suspect this is to squash any. Oh, I just said it, and they just said it right here. I expect this is to squash any speculations, and of course there are going to be wild rumors circulating all over social media. And I think this is the pause way of trying to control some of the narrative. I told you. While little details have been shared about the Prince of Wales' condition, ET understands that the undisclosed issue was non-cancerous. What? Well, really? Meanwhile, the power share. While little details have been shared about the Princess of Wales. I thought it was the King. The Princess of Wales condition. ET understands that the undisclosed issue was non-cancerous. Why would you even put that there? Why would you say non-cancerous? Why can't you say stomach issues? But it was because the rumors are circulating for stomach cancer. I know it is, bitch. You got the royal stomach cancer. You hear it here first, because I think she went in for stomach cancer. It just doesn't add up. You know what I mean? It could be. I think you're
right,
Pat.
I don't. I think it's Crohn's or something.
You think it's Crohn's? Okay. Melissa, what do you think? Because you like the metal. You worked in a health area before, and what do you think?
I don't know, but it's a really long stay.
Yeah, it is,
you know?
Right? It is.
Yeah.
It is a long stay.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the palace shared the king's wishes to reveal the news of his diagnosis in order to encourage men experiencing symptoms to get checked. In common with thousands of men each year, the king has sought treatment for his enlarged prostate. The palace statement reads, "His Majesty's condition is benign, and he will attend hospital next week for a corrective procedure. The king's public engagements will be postponed for a short period of recuperation." See, this is, I'm no doctor. But he's been out and he's been back in. So either you tell me that this surgery, these people in Britain have the worst doctors in the world, that this motherfucker was saying that it was an enlarged prostate, and I understand you can have surgery with a large prostate, and you send the fucker home, and then the motherfucker comes back. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta address it correctly. I'm being rude. The royal motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The royal motherfucker, you send him home, then he goes back, and then he says, well, it's not an enlarged prostate, it's prostate cancer, and then it's benign. How can you say one minute that you have prostate cancer and then another minute you say it's benign? That makes no sense to me. Cancer is cancer. And if it's benign, it's not cancer. It's just a corrective procedure. This thing is just don't make sense to me. But anyway, I'll just read what it says. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you?
Well, no, not really.
I mean, if you said it's benign, then it's in a large prostate, I would assume. I'm not a medical professor, but then there's rumors about prostate cancer, and he goes back, and he's going to be cured of his symptoms, and he's going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks. That's not in a large prostate.
You just said there were rumors. So
right,
benign means they didn't find, you know, there's nothing, right?
Right. Exactly.
So let's.
They're saying it's
pray
benign,
for the,
but there's rumors.
Pray for the king's ass, right? Pray for the king's ass.
Right. Right. Yeah, let's all pray for the king's ass. You're right, Melissa. You are the thoughtful one. And let's do it. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, who's out in heaven, please, please save the king's ass.
Why?
Yep.
And his little pet, and his little horse pet, Carmilla.
Yeah.
I have been mad at those two since the Diana business.
Really? Oh. You're probably not the only one. There's still a lot of people mad about Diana. So what do you think? I think Prince Charles made Diana look a little cuckoo. And there was like little rumors that she was not well and all that kind of thing to make him look good. So he went back to his favorite horse to ride it in the stable. Yeah, but you know what? There's always something kooky about that family. It's just like a cult, that family. You know what I mean? Can you imagine living under that microscope? Everything you do. Do you think they have a regular toilet, or you think there's like a gold toilet that they crap in?
Where? Oh, them
in the
gold.
In the castle.
Oh, gold.
And can you imagine? Do you think there's heating in that castle? Do they live in a castle? What about the heating? I would think it'd be cold and drafty all the time.
Not with all the furniture keeping it warm.
Can you imagine decorating that castle? Can you imagine the history when you walk through the halls of that castle? The history of seeing pictures like King Louis VIII I bet you there's no pictures of Marie Antoinette there, but, you know. And it's no pictures of Henry VIII's ninth wife who cut his head off. There she is. Hello. I got the bastard. Yeah. Yeah. It will be known King Henry X. She got him, though. The ninth got Henry VIII. It goes, you fat bastard, I'm ready for your stupid ass. I watch E.T. I know what you did. As for Charles' upcoming schedule, a Royal Source tells E.T. His Majesty had a series of meetings and events planned at the Dumfries House. Dumfries? Okay. Tomorrow and Friday, which are now being postponed on doctor's advice. Guests, including foreign dignitaries and members of the cabinet, were due to travel, so they needed to make people aware of the situation. E.T. has also learned that the palace does not expect the counselors of the state will be needed at the time of the surgery. According to the royal website, counselors of the state are typically appointed in the event that the king cannot perform his official duties as a sovereign on a temporary basis due to illness. I know there's one person having a hard time doing a duty, and that's Kate with her stomach problems. She can't perform her duties, even in her gold toilet. And that's the noise, in the news from, the Daily Post in Nigeria. Here's what they're reporting. The Daily Post in Nigeria, those are some really nosy niggas out there in Nigeria. They give you the skinny. They said the monarch was admitted on Friday to undergo a corrective procedure for an... Oh, they copied the same story. They copied the story.
Good boy, Fred.
They copied the story. So there you go. We will keep you updated on the king's ass Monday. That's it. God save the king. God save the king's ass. Lady Di is up in the heavens looking down at him and says, take that, Charles. Take that.
For sure.
Exactly. And as we talk, there's a live update on Trump. He's in a court right now under the E. Jean defamation thing. And he testified yesterday for 2 minutes, asked about three questions, and they said goodbye. And then he stormed out as they're doing closing arguments, and he came back to listen to his prosecutors. Let me see here. Here's the news. Here's the news right here. Here's the news, and we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you.
Corruption of the Clintons, the Bidens, the Obamas, and all the rest. None of them ever get indicted or ever get investigated. They're totally protected by a fake and...
No, because they don't do criminal stupid acts like you do, shithead.
Disgusting system. But I did everything right, and the system tries to throw me right into a jail. They can't beat me at the ballot box, so they're out there trying to take me out by other means. Anything they can think of. These people don't love our country.
All American patriots who are seeing this video to join forces and get President Trump back in office. Are you in? If so, you can make a massive difference by taking our early poll to support President Trump. In return, we'll give you a limited edition Trump 2024 flag absolutely free. Yep. That's right. Absolutely free in exchange for taking this 10-second poll in support for Trump, who has always put America and Americans first. This free flag is meant only for true patriots and supporters of Trump in 2024. Please do not claim your free flag if you're not a supporter of President Trump. Fellow patriots, let's come together and take America back.
You know what? I'm going to get that flag. I'm going to get that flag. And I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna wear it as a towel when I get out of the bathroom. And I'm gonna take a picture of it. So I'm gonna show you, Melissa, Laverne, the morning crew, King, me wrapping Trump's towel around my ass and my dick. Show my support. So what do I gotta do? Anyway, I'm gonna get that flag. Ba da 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 da. I kept my promise.
I do. I have breaking news.
Okay, sweetheart. Wait a minute. Let me give you your news thing. Wait, let me give you your news thing. All right, I'm kidding. Hold on. I got to introduce. Is this Sammy School news or Melissa news?
Both.
Okay, let me give you your news thing. Here we go. And now... Sammy.
Okay. Richard Simmons, who we all know and love,
mm-hmm.
He has spoken out on his Instagram. Okay? Mm-hmm. He is not happy about the new biopic that they made about him called The Court Jester. He is not ready to tell his story.
Mm.
That he is a flaming homosexual.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Oh, come on. Don't ruin my comedy. All of you are going to ruin my comedy.
I'm not ruining your comedy. You're a newscaster. I'm taking you for what your word is.
Don't ruin my comedy.
That thing is, he's a framing homosexual. Wow.
Now.
Wow.
He has spoken out officially. He is disputing his unauthorized biography.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
He's glad for all the support, but he's not happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
And Pauly Shore is playing him.
Yeah, I want to see biopic. It. I really want to see it.
That would be funny.
Wouldn't it?
You know how old Richard Simmons is right now? You're not going to believe how old he is. And wait,
I know,
thank you for the news. Wait a minute. Are you done with your news, kiddo? Because that was good news.
Okay, in Canada. Okay?
Hmm?
Richard Simmons has spoken. It'll be okay in Canada.
In Canada?
Yeah.
He's a Canadian?
Everywhere, the world.
He was Canadian.
The world. Richard Simmons spoke.
Wow. Yeah.
So
you were, you know what? You and I ought to go on tour with our comedic act. Really? Here we go. We're on tour.
Get out of my comedy.
The two comedy legends, Melissa and Brian. And any more news, kiddo?
That's earth shattering. Come on.
That is earth shattering. And that wow. Thank you, Melissa and Sammy School, for that earth-shattering news. Richard Simmons is not happy, and he's a flaming homosexual.
He's Sammy not School. Ready to tell his story.
He's not ready to tell you that. But
yeah,
his
rainbow underwear
tells it all. And Sammy School broke that news. Sammy School broke that news. Heard it
what
here first.
Kind
Thank
of
you,
world
Sammy.
Do you live in? What kind of a world?
It's a circus. It's a circus, and we're living with freaks.
The rumor was that he was being held hostage by his longtime housekeeper. Come on. Come on. Oh my god.
Wow.
Pat, what did Fred think of that?
I think he went to bed.
Fred, because I had enough of this. Are you still listening to those Americans? I'm going to sleep.
Crazy Americans, right?
Exactly. The colonies. After Simmons distanced himself from Shore's biopic, according to piggybacking off of Sammy School, who is our ace reporter, she'll win an award. Shore responded to say that he wasn't making the movie to make fun of the exercise guru. Shore said during an interview with Variety, "It's never been vindictive. I'm not Borak. I'm not going to make fun of someone. It's the opposite. At this point, it's an unauthorized biopic." Of course it's unauthorized. He's not happy, you fool. So what is an unauthorized biopic? It's like, well, this is what we think is happening, and this is what we hear rumors about him, and we got enough information that we can make an unauthorized biopic of what the rumors we're hearing, and maybe some people who are unhappy about him, what they said to us. That's what it is. I made an unauthorized biopic. It wasn't authorized. Black Elvis, nobody believed Black Elvis. Thank you very much. Yeah.
No.
There you go.
No. Eat some peanut butter banana sandwich, right?
Right. Have you ever had that?
I have,
so disgusting.
I love them. No, I
Do
love
you
it.
Really?
I love peanut
butter. Oh, it sounds disgusting.
No, it's the best. Mm.
Well, I
peanut
like the
butter banana.
Cup.
Yeah.
Have
That's
you ever had
good.
It, Pat? What?
Yeah.
What do you
it's
have it on? What kind of bread?
Any bread,
whatever bread you like.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
I like the
it's
Reese's
more like
cup,
peanut
but
butter and slime, but you know it's good.
Is it really?
They're good.
I cannot put the soft bread to the mushy banana and the peanut butter.
I like it on, if you toast the bread, and then
right.
you have to have a banana that's, you know, not all mush. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. I
mush my bananas.
I don't do that.
So you don't mush the bananas. You kind of keep the bananas kind of.
I keep it whole, and I slice it in half. And then we'll do cut it up and put it on the peanut butter and then, put the bread on. Absolutely delicious.
I don't think I ever had it. I don't think I can ever do it. It doesn't sound so bad if it was on crackers or like a wafer cracker or something because it has that crunchy thing. But the bread sounds just so mushy and doughy.
No. Mm. It's really good on like whole wheat or oatmeal bread.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Love it.
I'll try it one day, but I just don't see it. When I was a kid, my favorite thing was ham, you know, the deli ham? Ham,
yes.
And jelly sandwich.
Oh,
ham and jelly sandwich.
That's mental illness.
Oh my God. I didn't call your stuff mental illness. Get all mean at me. I used to like that.
Isn't that mental illness?
But
what?
I used to, you know, the deli ham. You get the deli ham, and then you get jelly on the bread and deli ham, and you eat that. I think that used to be good. As a kid. I used to love that. And my favorite, I haven't had it since I was a kid. My all-time favorite is you cook a flat egg. You know how to get eggs, you know, in a pan, and they become a flat egg, right? And you fold it over, and you put it in there, and you put on some bread and jelly on top of that.
Oh,
and
God, no.
Bacon in the middle.
Oh, God,
grape jelly.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Hold on one second.
Do it.
1 second.
That actually gives me tummy pains.
No. But, you know, I can't eat eggs with pancakes. Or, like,
oh, yeah.
Eggs.
You can't eat eggs with pancakes?
No. Mm-mm.
Wow. You know, one thing that I learned when I was with my ex is South Americans put a fried egg on top of their mashed potatoes.
Okay. That's
really good.
That don't sound too bad.
Well,
you know what's good?
The yolk is soft, so it'll smear in. You know,
I like a hamburger with a fried egg on it.
Yeah.
Sydney does that too. She does that too. She does. Yeah. I forgot what it's called.
I don't know.
She
it's
does
good,
that.
Though.
Yeah. Mm. See, I cannot eat eggs. I'm talking fried eggs with just egg and salt. I have to have honey on my eggs
or syrup on my eggs. No.
I have to have honey or syrup on my eggs before I can eat them.
If I'm getting pancakes and eggs, they have to be in separate plates.
Oh, really? So you don't like the yolk to run into the pancakes?
Oh, God,
is that
no.
What it is?
No. Or the syrup to be near the egg.
No, I can't mix those two either.
You can't either. You can't mix the yolk. But have you guys ever had, you know what I thought was weird was steak and eggs. Steak and, totally different thing. I didn't think my stomach could make it, but it is so good. But I have to have a lot of steak sauce on my steak that will run into my eggs. And
oh, God,
and it's
no.
So good.
No, once again, no.
Oh, really?
No.
No?
Well, steak and eggs is kind of what the South Americans did, only the egg is on the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it looks like all of us are going to go out and eat at different restaurants and meet you in the parking lot.
Yeah. No jelly near my eggs. No syrup near my eggs. Oh, God. No.
Exactly. Leave my eggs alone, bitch.
No.
Here's more Trump. Here we go.
Oh, no.
The greatest country on earth again. Click the link below to take the quick poll and get your free flag. All free flags will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. If you're seeing this video, then that means we still have flags available. But hurry, because we have a limited time.
Donald Trump abruptly walked out of the defamation trial today.
Yeah, he left in the middle of closing arguments in the defamation case between the former president and writer E. Jean Carroll. She is seeking at least $24 million in damages after the judge found him liable for defaming her. Ashley Rodriguez is live at the federal courthouse with the very latest. Ashley, what happened here?
Yeah, we were definitely off to a very tense start in court this morning. Carroll's team is up there. They're starting to give their closing arguments, and Trump just abruptly gets up and walks out. Now, he is back inside at this moment. He came back in once his team started giving their closing arguments, but you can tell that Judge Kaplan is definitely more and more frustrated by what he's seeing in Trump's behavior and antics in court. This comes after Trump blurted out yesterday, right in the middle of the proceedings, that he didn't even know that woman. The judge making sure that all of this is reflected in the record. Now, the fact that Trump keeps saying he didn't even know who Carol is, that's the phrase that Carol's team is focusing on. They argue his words, calling her a whack job and a liar, have caused her to lose opportunities and led to online bullying. But his team is arguing that she can't prove causation, that his words led to people tweeting mean things at her. They say, just like she went on TV to defend herself, he went on TV to defend himself, and that he wanted to get out the word, his idea that he did not sexually assault her in his apartment store dressing room. Now, Trump took the stand yesterday, and while he wanted to continue to claim innocence, the judge would not allow it into the record. Instead, he said that he never intended to hurt Carol. He just wanted to defend himself, his family, and the presidency. He actually just posted a new video on social media. Take a listen.
I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful.
So in the deposition for this case, Trump boasted about how he's worth billions and billions of dollars, his brand alone worth $10 billion. Well, Carol's team was sure to bring that up, and that is why they are upping the damages that they're now asking for. They believe that at least $24 million is what the jury should award her just to repair her reputation and all the emotional distress that was caused by his words. They said that he is a very powerful man, a very wealthy man, and the only way he will stop using his power and wealth and platform to bully people is if the jury sends a message and punishes him. We're going to go back inside and see what they decide, but at this point in time, his team now wrapping up their closing arguments, and we are expecting a decision hopefully by this afternoon. We'll have to wait and see. We'll send it back to you in the studio.
I mean, after that video post, it feels like this is just going to happen all over again.
Yeah, sure, certainly could. All right, Ashley, thank you very much.
Introducing Glass Office Chair Mats by Vetraza, the premium alternative to cracked, curled, and worn-out plastic mats. Now you'll always get a smooth, easy glide because super-strong Vetraza glass chair mats are engineered to hold over 1,000 pounds and never dent. They're also protected with a nanotech coating, and they're beautiful. Comfort, style, durability.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm not timing the commercials correctly. Well, there you have it. I never seen that woman before in my life. This is a scam. And, you know, the sad part of it is that the case is already tried. Somebody ought to let Trump know we're just talking about how much more money you have to pay because you have a big fat mouth, and that's what we're waiting on. That's what we're waiting on. And there's also another thing that's kind of discerning. Anybody knows anything about WWE? Anybody?
No.
Anybody's a wrestling fan?
No.
Nobody?
No.
We don't talk about it.
But you know who you know what it is, right? It's wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yes. Oh. And what's interesting is that The Rock, you guys know Dwayne Johnson? Well,
yeah.
He was ringing a bell in a socket change yesterday because now he's one of the chairs on the board. Well, anyway, the face of the WWE is a person called Vince McMahon. He started this whole business and everything. Well, it's an interesting story that just happened. So Vince McMahon, any guy will know who Vince McMahon is, and some women will know this. If you're a WWE fan, you'll know who he is. Well, here we go. This happened 2 hours ago. Vince McMahon, WWE sued ex-staffer alleges sexual misconduct. Now, I like this move. And this is going to be a problem here because some of you moral oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Cindy just fed me breakfast. At her busy corporate schedule and her meetings, she took the time to say, I'm going to make you breakfast. And she did.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
An amazing woman. She put that muffin in that microwave and gave it to me. wink, kitty wink.
Still nice.
Yeah, it is still nice. There's nothing tastes better than a Cindy's muffin in the morning. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Fred. Mr. Fred was the only one. Thank you, Mr. Fred.
Yeah, I heard that one. It was a muffin joke. Close to pussy. I understand. Meow, meow, meow.
Mr. Fred, once in a while, that's my humor. A former WWE employee filed a federal lawsuit Thursday accusing executive Vince McMahon and other former executives of sexual misconduct, including offering her a star wrestler for sex. He offered her to a star wrestler for sex. Okay. The 67-page lawsuit from Janelle Grant, who worked in the company's legal department. So she's not on-air talent. She worked in the legal department. Includes allegations that McMahon, now 78 years old, he forced her into a sexual relationship in order for her to get and keep a job. For a sexual relationship in order for her to keep her job. What he did was he passed around pornographic pictures and videos of her to other men, including other WWE employees. McMahon stepped down as WWE CEO in 2022 amid an investigation into allegations that matched those in a lawsuit, which was filed in U.S. District Court in Connecticut. That's where the WWE is based. The lawsuit also names WWE and John Laurinaitis, the company's former head of talent relations and general manager, as defendants. Grant's representation says she wished to go public with her allegations. Now, here's where it gets dicey. It gets dicey here. I don't know if they're going to address it, but if they don't, I will. Ms. Grant hopes that her lawsuit will prevent other women from being victimized. You know, I hate when they do that. I'm going to be your champion, women. I'm hoping that I file this lawsuit to keep other women from being victimized. And meanwhile, what she's been doing for years has been having raw sex. They defecated on her. They passed her around like she was a piece of bread. And I don't know if they're going to address this. And what McMahon did was he says, I promise you $3 million to settle this case so you don't go public. McMahon only paid her $1 million. He didn't pay her the rest of the $2 million, so she decided to go public, and she's going to make a statement. I hope my story helps other women from being victimized. You're the bitch who's been victimizing women because you kept your mouth shut because you wanted $3 million. They only paid you $1 million, and now you're going to go public, and you want to go as a disguise as a superhero for victims. You're a disgrace and a whore. You're disgraceful. So don't come out like you're some kind of, I'm a champion for women's rights who are victimized. No, you're not. And I hope they recognize you as a whore and as you're upset because you didn't get the other $2 million. And they defecated on you and you said nothing. They passed you around. You said nothing. They did terrible things. You said nothing. But as soon as you didn't get the other $2 million, all of a sudden you're a victim. You're a disgrace. My opinion, we go back to the story. I don't know if they're going to address it that way, but it's true. Ms. Grant hopes that her lawsuit will prevent other women from being victimized. Her attorney, Ann Callis, said in a statement, the organization is well aware of Mr. McMahon's history of depraved behavior. Really, let's look at that statement before. So you're telling me, because WWE's been around for years, many years. You know, Hulk Hogan, The Rock, we can go on, Piper, you can go on and on and on. The Undertaker, if you're a WWE fan, you know who I'm talking about. These are the talents that came from WWE and which started all the other things. So you're telling me, Miss Attorney, that in a statement that you provided, the organization is well aware of Mr. McMahon's history of depraved behavior. and it's time that they take responsibility for the misconduct of his leadership. Oh, it's time now? It's time now? So a lot of other victims going through the system for years and got paid off years. So this is the time that they should take responsibility after years of this. And you knew about it. A spokesman for McMahon released a statement saying he will vigorously defend himself. Okay, go ahead. This lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth. That's what the spokesperson said. I don't know if this is an ad. I don't know if this is his statement or not. I'm waiting for this ad to stop playing. But anybody knows me, I am so against these people who know that this tragedy is going on so many times, and somebody comes out saying that I'm a champion of women and for being victims and because she didn't get paid, and yet she went along with it for years. But since they didn't pay her, she's going to come out and be a champion for women. I think women should get pissed off. I know I am tired of that bullshit. I think this is it right here. Let me see. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Here's somebody else talk about it. Oops. Sorry.
In fact, it's a very serious one. In further fact, this episode is going to be a pretty serious one. In fact, it's a very serious one. In further fact, I'm not going to do it in costume. I'm afraid that I'll be covering some very serious allegations, which are both vulgar and distressing. Please be sensible in the comments. In June 2022, the Wall Street Journal released a report that WWE were investigating its then-CEO, Vince McMahon, over the use of company funds to pay hush money to the tune of $3 million to cover up an alleged affair. John Laurinaitis, who was head of talent relations at the time, was also part of this investigation. That figure then rose to $12 million as it was revealed in another Wall Street Journal report that there were multiple instances of non-disclosure agreements, and NDA, to cover up allegations of sexual misconduct and infidelity. Following the first Wall Street Journal report, Vince McMahon returned to TV screens on both Raw and SmackDown to show how these allegations were not affecting him. However, after the second report, Vince stepped down as CEO of WWE and announced his retirement in July 2022. He was replaced as CEO by his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, and Nick Khan, while his son-in-law, Triple H, took over as head of creative. WWE formed a special committee of independent board members to investigate the matter, which disbanded in November of 2022 when their investigation was complete. They discovered that McMahon had paid $19.6 million in hush money payments to former female employees. He was still on the board of directors, though, and in December of 2022, it was reported that Vince McMahon was looking to get back into the company in an unretired role, which he managed despite originally being told by the board that he couldn't. Vince got his way back into the company to facilitate a sale of WWE, saying that he would not approve of any sale unless he was involved. How did Vince manage this? Well, he replaced the board of people who said no with people who said yes. Stephanie McMahon, who just prior to the original Wall Street Journal article stepped down from WWE, then stepped back up to be co-CEO, stepped down again after Vince McMahon stepped back up. Vince began getting involved with WWE's creative following WrestleMania 39, including a heavily criticized Raw after Mania. He then worked behind the scenes to sell WWE, striking a deal with Endeavor, which was announced in April 2023 and completed later that year. This new group was called TKO, and Vince McMahon was a high-level board member of it. In a move that he probably didn't see coming, though, his new boss, Ari Emanuel, made the call to remove Vince from the creative side of WWE so he could just focus on selling TV rights for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, which was already sort of a Nick Khan role. TKO themselves noted in their first SEC filings that Vince McMahon was a liability based on the allegations, which is why his presence has been kept to a minimum. This past week, TKO announced that Dwayne The Rock Johnson had joined the board of directors and they'd signed a huge money deal to move Raw to Netflix in January of 2025. It's been speculated that The Rock would become the face of WWE to further minimize Vince McMahon's role in the company. Which brings us up to date and brings us to the latest Wall Street Journal article and the latest lawsuit against Vince McMahon that alleges him of sexual misconduct, coercion, and sex trafficking. The new report details a lawsuit filed against WWE, Vince McMahon, and John Laurinaitis from a former employee named Janelle Grant. The suit alleges that Grant met McMahon when they lived in the same apartment building in 2019, and Vince brought her into WWE to work in the legal department in a new role that he created specifically for her, and that McMahon showered her with gifts. The Wall Street Journal writes, during meetings that were supposed to be about the job, he greeted her in his underwear and repeatedly asked for hugs. Then, the suit says, he pressured her into sexual activities in return for employment and warned her to stay quiet about their interactions. Allegedly, although Grant expressed concerns about a job she felt was unearned, McMahon told her that it just has to look legit. Grant alleges that her colleagues complained about having too much work while she had little to do. It was during this time, the suit alleges, that McMahon would send her sexually explicit messages and increased sexual demands, including, but not limited to, using sex toys on her named after WWE wrestlers. The Wall Street Journal writes, Grant alleged that she complained to McMahon and made attempts to end the relationship. The suit says Grant came to understand that McMahon expected the physical relationship to continue as part of her employment.
They say seeing is believing, but with Stearns & Foster, that's only part of the story. We handcraft every Stearns & Foster using the finest materials, like indulgent memory foam.
That is a commercial, and I can't stop it. This is getting interesting. All about the...
Well, it really sucks.
Yeah, and I'm surprised The Rock would put his name to this, and we're going to call his agent and see what's going on with The Rock. And now, back to the story, presented by Brian Hammer Jackson Show.
It also adds McMahon refused to end the relationship, saying that it was not ending, it did not need to, and that he did not ever envision it ending. Grant alleges that McMahon and an executive locked her in an office at WWE's headquarters and took turns sexually assaulting her. She claims other instances of rape in June of 2021 and later that day received $15,000 in Bloomingdale's gift cards. The suit has a text message that says, Vince said, I'm the only one who owns you and controls you. Grant also alleges that McMahon would share these sexually explicit pictures of her with other WWE employees, unnamed executives, and stars, as well as people outside the company. And the suit provides a series of text messages where Vince McMahon bragged about showing these to employees in WWE's technical department in July of 2020, while also offering her up to them for sexual favors. The suit claims that in November of 2019, Grant showed signs of sleep disruption, dizziness, exhaustion, rashes, weight loss, hair loss, and migraines. She saw her doctor, who told her these were symptoms of trauma, to which McMahon allegedly responded, emotional trauma, my ass, and sent her instead to his own celebrity doctor, where she received attention, treatments, and products, all of which paid for by Vince McMahon. The suit alleges that McMahon encouraged those he sent her sexually explicit photos to share them with their friends. This includes a former WWE referee who McMahon assured Grant had loyalty to him. The suit alleges that in June 2021, Grant was moved to work under John Laurinaitis in the talent relations department, where she was instructed by McMahon to meet Laurinaitis at his hotel room prior to the start of work days for sex. The suit claims that McMahon described her as breakfast for Laurinaitis. The suit alleges in the same month, McMahon and Laurinaitis sexually assaulted Grant. The Wall Street Journal writes, McMahon controlled her professional and personal lives and subjected her to degradation, according to the suit. A huge part of this suit claims that Grant was used as a bargaining chip to sign someone to WWE. The suit alleges that Grant was instructed by McMahon to create personalized sexual content for this wrestler, and when they agreed to a new WWE contract, McMahon texted Grant in August of 2021 that part of the deal was f***ing you. The suit does not name this individual, but notes they are both a WWE star and former UFC heavyweight champion. The Wall Street Journal writes, people familiar with the matter identify the wrestler as Brock Lesnar, who then returned to WWE at SummerSlam 2021. The suit alleges that McMahon gave Grant a new cell phone just for her to send sexual content to this WWE star, who degraded her, but wanted to set a play date in December 2021, which did not happen due to a snowstorm disrupting travel plans. The suit claims Mr. McMahon also subjected Ms. Grant to acts of extreme cruelty and degradation that caused Ms. Grant to disassociate and or become numb to reality in order to survive the horrific encounters. It's alleged that in January 2022, Linda McMahon, Vince McMahon's wife, discovered the relationship and that Grant was let go by WWE. Vince then allegedly pressured Grant into signing an NDA and warned Grant of reputational ruin that included pornographic content he had of her. Allegedly, McMahon paid Grant $1 million in February as part of this NDA, but stopped making payments. These lack of payments is what broke the NDA, which is how Grant was able to file this suit. Finally, the suit alleges that even after the NDA was signed in February, the abuse continued, as McMahon attempted to traffic her to an unnamed WWE star in March 2022 at an event in New York City. The Wall Street Journal writes she texted the star explicit photos as directed by McMahon, but they didn't meet. Grant had previously gone unnamed in other Wall Street Journal articles, though her name was posted by Brad Shepard on Twitter, which he got via a WWE source. It is alleged in the lawsuit that WWE leaked this name to Shepard as an overt intimidation tactic. Ann Callis, the lawyer representing Janelle Grant, said, "Today's complaint seeks to hold accountable two WWE executives who sexually assaulted and trafficked plaintiff Janelle Grant, as well as the organization that facilitated or turned a blind eye to the abuse and then swept it under the rug. She is an incredibly private and courageous person who has suffered deeply at the hands of Mr. McMahon and Mr. Laurinaitis. Ms. Grant hopes that her lawsuit will prevent other women from being victimized. The organization is well aware of Mr. McMahon's history of depraved behavior, and it's time they took responsibility for the misconduct of its leadership." In a statement to Variety, TKO said, "Mr. McMahon does not control TKO, nor does he oversee the day-to-day operations of WWE. While this matter predates our TKO executive team's tenure at the company, we take..."
Another commercial.
This story will continue. This is amazing. I still have my take on this. Do I think she's a victim? Fuck no. Do I think she's an opportunist? Yes. You pay to play. And if this was going on and his wife knew and everybody knew and wrestlers were new, it was not kept a secret. People knew of this, and they said nothing. Why did they say nothing? Because it goes on. This is how you do it. The public is all shocked and bullshit and oh. They get shocked when Miley Cyrus was working for Disney as a little girl and she comes out as a grown woman, as a pansexual person. Ooh. You pay to play. Did she pay to play? Yes, she did. She didn't say shit until she got stiff. She promised $3 million. And then she got stiff with it. They only paid her $1 million. Then even after all this bullshit, she continued doing it. But the lawsuit, if the lawyer says I'm helping victimized women, you're not helping no victimized woman. Do I feel sorry for her? No. You sold your soul to the devil, so the devil's going to fuck you. Done. And anybody who feels sorry, you know, this is what's wrong with you. We got to look at what things are really are, the ugly truth. The ugly truth is she could have got out any time. The ugly truth, she could have got a lawyer any time. The ugly truth, she could have called the cops. The ugly truth, she could have took him down. And then when I hear I hear these women, "Well, he's too powerful." What do you mean he's too powerful? I don't understand that. "Well, I still want to work there." Really? After all these sexual complaints and rape and all this, you still, yes, until they kick you out and there's no, and then they go, "Well, we're going to sue you now and I'm going to be a champion and I'm a victim." You're an opportunist. You sold your soul to the devil. You stayed in this little thing. You knew McMahon. He lived in the same building. He started sending you this explicit stuff. You knew the photos were being passed around of you and the videos of you. That was part of the deal. That's part of the deal when he trafficked you, that the guy would take pictures and take videos of you, send it to him so you could pass it around to everybody else, and everybody knew it. And now you're going to become a victim? Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Back to the story.
The misconduct of its leadership. In a statement to Variety, TKO said, Mr. McMahon does not control TKO, nor does he oversee the day-to-day operations of WWE. While this matter predates our TKO executive team's tenure at the company, we take Ms. Grant's horrific allegations very seriously and are addressing this matter internally. A representative for Vince McMahon denied the allegations to Deadline, saying this lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth. He will vigorously defend himself. As for Brock Lesnar, Fightful Select report that he was planned for an appearance at this weekend's Royal Rumble. However, in light of Lesnar's implied inclusion in the Vince McMahon lawsuit, that may change. As for the investigation by WWE by that special committee, the suit claims that Janelle Grant was never even contacted for an interview, despite stating that she would cooperate and share any documents and evidence, and alleges that all it did was try and shift the focus.
I want to hear that again. Wait a minute. Let me hear that again.
It's time they took responsibility for the misconduct of its leadership. In a statement to Variety, TKO said, Mr. McMahon does not control TKO, nor does he oversee the day-to-day operations of WWE. While this matter predates our TKO executive team's tenure at the company, we take Ms. Grant's horrific allegations very seriously and are addressing this matter internally. A representative for Vince McMahon denied the allegations to Deadline, saying this lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth. He will vigorously defend himself. As for Brock Lesnar, Fightful Select report that he was planned for an appearance at this weekend's Royal Rumble. However, in light of Lesnar's implied inclusion in the Vince McMahon lawsuit, that may change. As for the investigation by WWE by that special committee, the suit claims that Janelle Grant was never even contacted for an interview, despite stating that she would cooperate and share any documents and evidence, and alleges that all it did was try and shift the focus. The suit claims that the company diverted attention away from McMahon's abuse by focusing on the accounting for the payout. Others at WWE knew about McMahon's misconduct, but worked to conceal the wrongdoing. The suit calls the internal investigation a sham. So, what happens next? Really, not a lot. These are matters that, according to TKO, will be looked into, and McMahon will fight this in court. As for McMahon's role within TKO and its board of directors, Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics notes via Twitter that TKO cannot force Vince McMahon out. They cannot fire him. Or, at the very least, it's unclear whether they can fire him. Their own filings note that Vincent K. McMahon shall serve as the executive chair of the board until the earliest of his death, resignation, or incapacitation. Basically, as Thurston puts it, TKO may instead need to somehow convince him to resign if they want him gone. According to the suit, Janelle Grant has been left crippled both physically and mentally, including from debilitating symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder and suicidal ideation. As with many cases like this, these are allegations, these are claims. Janelle Grant has made her claims, and Vince McMahon has denied them. It's not up to us to determine who is right and who is wrong. All we can do is follow the story. But if you would like something lighter, you can check out this episode of TLC where we talk about bad wrestling music. I hope you have a nice Friday.
There you go. People behaving badly. People behaving badly. That's it. Because I'll tell you the trick here before you think I'm a cold-hearted bastard. Where's the, who called the police? Where's the criminal investigation? Where's the allegation that I've been sex trafficking? I've been taking abuse. They've been taking pictures of me. They held me hostage. They trafficked me for prostitution. Where is that? Instead, we're going to go with the criminal. We're going to go with the lawsuit in the civil court. Where's the evidence? The evidence in the story, people were passing her around. People were passing the pictures. They were passing videos. You don't think that they can, if there was a criminal action, you don't think they would have a criminal investigation that they can confiscate those videos and who had those videos? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you get the bleeding hearts going, oh, my God. She's such a victim. No, she was not a victim. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and the great Pat over the line and the magnificent Melissa. Hello. Hello.
You really changed my name again, haven't you?
Overline.
Brian, are you stirring up trouble, sir?
Oh, hello, caller. First time caller, long time listener. No, I'm just stating the facts. Going with the news, buddy.
Well,
going with the news.
I think you're off base here, Brian.
You think I'm off base? Okay, tell me
why.
Well,
because if a woman...
Tell me why. I ain't nothing but a... I'm sorry. Tell me why.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if a woman deserves protection in one circumstance, why not give it to her in every circumstance? She's still a woman.
She's still a human being.
What? He's trying not to laugh when he says that. Listen, he's trying not to laugh.
I'm not laughing at all. She has brought forth sufficient evidence to show she has PTSD, excuse me. And I don't know why.
Wait a minute. You called it PTSD?
No, no. I changed it. Post-traumatic stress. That's what she claimed. As a result of the trauma that she incurred.
Pit, sex, and dick. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, you're being awfully foul.
Foul? Go ahead, continue.
Well, anyway, I just say, you know, you're duplicitous in that in one moment you're bashing, the other moment you're, you know, trying to be the mother hen, so why not just be consistent? If you feel that a woman needs protection, and I've heard you say
you're still upset with the Laverne thing about I protected Laverne. You're still getting to you. You got really pissed off about that, didn't you? Because I can hear it.
No, not at all. I wasn't thinking about that. Let me just tell you, only you were thinking about that. Although that could be something that could be raised, but hold on. I was thinking about when, you know, with the reproductive situation, when you were saying that women should be protected regardless, you know, whether they want to kill
women should be protected. I never said women should be protected.
Let me just finish the statement.
But it's a false statement, but go ahead. Go ahead, Mr.
Because
Inquirer.
If you're saying that women should be protected, whether they want to kill the child or whether they want to keep it, and the man should just be the support mechanism, she should be able to, well, to use the law to force him to do what she wants, then all these other areas are pretty much a given. If you're going to protect her in that area, you know, I used the term my body, my choice, but you wouldn't accept that. You wanted to say, well, regardless, if it's her body, you know, if she wants to have a baby, then she should be able to require the man by law to participate. And so here, she's still a woman. If a woman needs protection, a woman needs protection. I don't see why you need to differentiate. Just protect her. You know, just protect her when she needs protection. I think you're flip-flopping and being wishy-washy.
No, I'm not flip-flopping. It's that you don't understand fairness. First of all, I do not believe a woman needs protection. I believe women can defend themselves. I can have my personal opinion about it. And what gets me upset is that I don't believe in victimhood. I mean, I believe there's certain cases, very rare cases, that a victim, and I'll give you an extreme case why I don't believe in victim. Let's say a girl has been molested by her uncle ever since she's 9. Now she's 30, and she writes a book about how I survived child molestation. Is she a victim? No, she's not. She's a predator. And I'll tell you why. I have no sympathy with that bitch, because what she didn't do is she did not tell people right away about this predator. Meanwhile, years go by while this predator is hurting innocent children because she kept her mouth shut. And then all of a sudden, 20 years later, she comes out with a book about how I survived child molestation. I said, well, I'll ask the question. I interviewed these people. Where is he now? I don't know. He's in the. You don't even know where he is. Meanwhile, he's molesting innocent little girls. So I don't.
Wait, hold on.
I'm using extreme. Wait, no. I'm just trying to tell you where I stand when women become, when they say that they're victims. It's very rare that I would think a person's a victim, woman or man. So I'm not protecting a woman. She could protect herself. I'm looking at the facts, and the facts don't add up. When you start using the word victim, I have to look really close at it, that what is a victim? And then when you come out and say, I went through all this and I endure all this for years, now that they got rid of me, I come out and I want to write a book, or my lawyer wants to sue them, going to civil court instead of calling the police as a crime report, I have problems with that. You are not a hero. You're a whore. That's where I stand.
Well, I just think you're being inconsistent, and I think you're just, twisting and bending the situation to suit your narrative. Now, what you just said, you brought into the conversation information that's not known. You said that since she didn't report it, in your little scenario, that the man is out molesting other people. Well, you don't know that, okay?
You don't think a family member is molesting someone, and all of a sudden the person grows up and he stops molesting children? You honestly believe that stopped molestation?
You don't have any evidence to the contrary. The person could have gotten help.
I have scientific proof and medical proof that a child molester.
Hold on, the person could have gotten help.
Child molester does not stop at one victim. If he does stop,
how do you know?
Wait a minute.
How do you know? You have
personal experience. It's called a relationship. Child molesters do not have a relationship. That's why they have to register as a sex offender in your neighborhood. Don't be naive.
Wait a minute. Hold on. See, you're stepping across the line even there, because a person could be labeled as a child molester by the courts even if they are virtually the same age.
Are you insane?
No,
they could
I'm
be
telling
as a
you
child.
What happens. And that's not
that
even child molestation. That's
child
like participation.
But he may not be a child molester?
Excuse me?
Get out of here. Come on.
No, I'm saying you get out of here. But no, my point is basically this, Brian. You're wishy-washy and you're flip-flopping. My point is that if women need protection, then they need protection across the board. You can't pick and choose.
The reason that you don't understand me is because, one, you do not respect women. Two, you do not think women are strong. Three, you do not think women don't need a man.
You
do not think a woman needs a. You do think a woman needs a man to survive. That's why you're thinking I'm wishy-washy. I look at women. I don't look at women as women. I look at them as peers. I look at them as one-on-one. I do not open the door for a woman, but if I want to be a gentleman, I do, because that's part of foreplay. But do I think women are equal? Women are equal to me. I do not hold back my language to a woman. I do not do this because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt her little delicate ears. I do not pull back. If I see somebody using
I think you're lying,
herself,
because now let's just
think,
go back
well, you
to
can
the
think
example
I'm lying
that
if you,
you
want.
Mentioned I wasn't thinking of.
I am very
you, you
consistent
know,
on this show.
Trying to get me to apologize.
For 10 years,
Brian,
I'm very consistent. No, people
Brian,
know where I
twister.
Stand. I don't like victims.
You're
I don't like
twister.
Victims, whether they're men, women, or children. I don't like people
sometimes
come out and say
you
that they're
will
victims.
Arbitrarily come out in the protection of women. No,
I never protect
reason.
A woman. Well, give me an example. You keep sending out these signals
the
that I protect
that
them. I'm a champion of women.
The example that you just used.
Yeah.
And the example of the lady in the story that you gave.
What about her?
She's filing a lawsuit.
She's filing a civil lawsuit. If it was criminal, if she claimed that it was horrific and criminal, she's filing a civil lawsuit because they get rid of her, and they promised her $3 million, but she only got $1 million. Then there, she's filing a lawsuit. So now she's a victim because they got rid of her.
It was the same with Trump. That was a civil lawsuit.
A judge said, yeah, it was a civil lawsuit. But he also
but he said he didn't do it, and yet you came down.
A judge in New York saw enough evidence about Trump and called him a rapist, and that came from a judge in New York.
But there was no real evidence.
I'm not going to argue with you. We went through this.
It was over 10 years later, Brian.
We went through this system, and guess what? The motherfucker lost. The orange man lost.
What I'm saying to you, that's why we have a jury. You're very inconsistent.
I'm just saying,
I don't agree with you on this one.
You have not shown me one evidence that I'm inconsistent of anything.
You're inconsistent here because if the woman claimed it, she has filed a lawsuit. And the information that I heard that you played ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Supports her needing protection, and that's what she's doing.
She didn't say anything about protection. She didn't need protection. She got a lawyer, and she filed a civil suit. How is that saying a woman needs protection? What's in your mind?
That's not protection.
That's her right.
She has a right to get a lawyer. Brian, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Filing a lawsuit is, in a civilized society, filing a lawsuit is the highest form of request and demand for protection, and that's what she did.
No, it's not. You've been sniffing that glue. You've been sniffing the whiteout too long.
You can try and belittle me, but I'm not.
Oh, like you haven't belittled me in the last 10 minutes and everything about playing shit at nauseum and saying this. But when I go at you, you cry.
You are the king of the belittlers. Look. I'm not going to argue that.
I don't belittle. I do not.
The greatest
people come in. Every 5 minutes that come out of your mouth, you are taking a shot at me. Half the times, I don't take a shot back at you because I let you feel better about yourself because you want to take me down.
Now, that's a lie. Wait a minute.
And you sleep good. You sleep good in your little pillow in your fetal position that I got Brian again. That's not
Brian,
a lie.
Brian, let me finish my point.
You attack me every 5 seconds during your
not
process.
Not attacking you. Would you stand fucking down?
You're raising your voice, sir. That is not nice.
Rover, I'm not an enemy. I'm just explaining this to you. Look.
Oh, you are.
You're
my frenemy.
Consistent in your defense of women. And I'm just simply... I'm gingerly expressing to you, if you allow me.
No.
I'm saying to you, be consistent. The woman has asked. I am consistent.
You don't understand. I act on facts. You act on interpretation and personal attacks towards women and think all women are this way. I'm looking at the situation about each person, whether it's a man or a woman. There's a difference here, and that's why you see inconsistency here, which is not. I'm very consistent regarding
victims. No, you're not.
You're not consistent because if you were consistent
to support this woman's claim, she has made a legitimate forensic claim. Believe her, damn it.
Are you dead?
Yeah, you need to acknowledge your error. Acknowledge your inconsistency.
No, you want to do that. No, I'm going to say this. This woman has every right as any American to go through the judicial system. We have a civil court. We have a criminal court. She decided that she wanted money. This whole thing was about money, not about sex.
And we have a juvenile court.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm trying... what I'm trying to say is this whole thing is about money, not a criminal thing. So if you want the money,
what?
I understand.
That's what,
get your money.
That's what civil court is about.
I'm trying to explain something.
Money.
I'm trying. No,
wait a minute.
No,
hold
no.
on. That's so, what civil court is about. Injunctive.
I know what civil court is about. I'm saying to
it's
you.
It's about
claiming. What she's claiming it. Oh, my God.
It's
she's
about
claiming
pecuniary
in civil court,
and
you're doing this on
injunctive
purpose.
Relief.
You're doing
it's
this,
about
you're
money.
Doing this on purpose. You are doing this on purpose. And they
well, what
hear
I'm
you
doing
if I,
is
if
explaining
I, they
to
cannot
you
hear
what
you if I talk over you. They cannot hear
oh,
you if I talk
on.
Over you. They cannot hear you. Nobody hears anything you're saying. La, 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 la. They have no idea. We're singing my song right now. Everybody's going la, 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 la. What I'm trying
to say is...
I'm going
to give you your key back to the insane asylum.
You can, they will not accept me. There's no returns when they let me out. There's no returns.
Oh,
what
damn.
What I'm trying to say is during her civil suit, she was claiming all these things, which is a criminal act, sex trafficking, defecation, keeping her against her will, taking pictures against her will. All these things are criminal activity that they should be reported to the police. But she did not report them to the police. She went right to the civil trial so she can get money. It's all about money. And then you come out and say, okay, this is about
stop
money.
Right there. Stop
it.
Right there. There's a legitimate reason that we have been told by therapists that women don't report initially. They feel shame.
I don't really give a shit.
They
well,
feel
cares?
That they can be
Who cares?
Hold on. There are legitimate reasons why women don't report. That's
well, you know what? One time I went out
rape?
With a girl who said she had hemorrhoids, and I used some cream, got up there anyway. Now, your yelling was, I was so loud I had to stop. What I am trying to say, they'll report me. What I'm trying to say to you, none of that matters. About therapists are saying, no, it does not, because you just if anything, that would go with criminal court by saying you've been abused, you've been attacked, you've been raped,
Hold on. What she's doing is going after the person in terms of being responsible for it.
And money.
She's not pursuing it
money.
In criminal court. This is done
That's
all
right.
the time. Remember,
no.
Hold on. Remember the O.J. case. Our civil court has less of a tendency for preponderance of evidence. You don't have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay.
You just have to prove it.
Yeah.
Then you're
already making my point. You're already making my point.
It's like 50-50. But civil courts are about monetary compensation.
Then don't come up to me as your victim.
Relief
then I'm
injustice.
Just saying, don't come to me as a victim if you're going to go to civil court. And I'll tell you the reason why you don't go to criminal court, because, first of all, you don't have the money to defend yourself. Second of all, you've been in doing this for a long period of time. Your story is weak. Third of all, even if you win, there's no money in it at all. So you just wasted
well, Brian,
it.
Brian, I'm going to let you go, continue with your shenanigans because
I'm glad
you're usually
let me
funny.
Do it because I could not go any further unless I have your permission.
This
mean,
is all I'm saying. You, sir, are inconsistent in your protection of women. So be
well,
consistent.
You can't. I hate when you say protection of women. Women don't need protection. I'm not
you
no Superman
do it
of
anyway,
women.
So don't break rank.
No, whether she was a woman or a man, I have done this, saying this is
you're
inconsistent.
You're breaking rank.
I'm not breaking. What kind of rank am I? Well, no, okay, I'm a private. I used to be the corporal abuser, but I'm no longer a corporal abuser. I'm now a private. Stop it. Behave yourself. Name yourself.
That's the reason I called in. I said, wait a minute. Here's this defender of women, and now he's being critical. And I see you jumping across the line. You're a border jumper is what you are.
I'm a border jumper. I will go to my jury of my peers. I will go to my jury of my peers. I will go to my jury. You made an accusation. I will go to the jury of my peers. Pat, am I inconsistent? Am I a champion of women's rights? Do I protect women? In your opinion?
At times.
At times, but then other times I don't. Am I correct?
Yep.
And this is one of those times. I call foul. I don't know if Melissa's still listening, but if she was, I think she'll be honest, and she's a jury of my peers. Am I a champion of women, Melissa, no matter what they do? I don't know if she's still listening, but...
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, kiddo.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. I mean, she knows it's my pet peeve. I mean, there are women out there who are victims. There are women out there who are victims and who are generally victims. And I will jump through hoops to say, okay, I will never protect a woman because she can protect herself, but I will be a supporter and say, go, girl.
Well, you have two
but there's
to
so
one
many
right
women
here.
Out
Melissa
there.
Is over, hi, Melissa. Melissa is overruled because both Pat and I agree on this particular issue.
How is she
so
overruled?
Melissa is overruled on this. And plus,
how is she
Melissa
overruled?
May not listen to you all the time. So she doesn't hear when you're going
Melissa's
on
the show. On
the other side
of
the border.
She, Melissa
you know?
Has listened
so
to me the past 7 years.
Be
okay.
consistent.
I can let Melissa
you're
defend
erratic.
Her. Okay.
You are erratic, sir.
Wow, I see.
You know what? I think we were better off talking about Richard Simmons than we were talking about this WWE shit. Okay? Come on. Come on.
Wait a minute, Richard
you know,
Simmons, the exercise guy?
Yes. Broke some news.
But he went into
him.
Hiding for some. Yeah, what about yeah. him? I think he went into hiding. But, Brian, I don't care what subject you go on. With respect to women, you're inconsistent. That's what I'm saying. If they need protection anytime, they need protection all the time. Be consistent. That's all I'm
really?
Saying.
Really? So there's either Damn or right. not. Women need protection all the time? Wow. That's kind of a slap in the face.
I don't agree with that.
I know, me either. Wow. All right.
Well,
it's
in
time.
What case would you not agree that women need protection, Pat?
I don't think women need protection at all.
There,
hold on.
I'm trying to
tell
you.
There are a few women
I am not lying. You want me to believe that. Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
There are quite a few women that overprotect themselves to the point of hurting other people.
Exactly.
Can you instantiate that? Give me an example. Give me an instance.
Oh, hell. I couldn't give you an example because
okay.
there's
right.
so many of them. I read cards, honey. I see this all the time.
All right. Okay.
Chivalry is dead. But you're right.
No,
that
it's not. Use the term. See, look at you. You are a malicious flip-flopper. You just said you try to be a gentleman.
I didn't say I was trying. I never said at one time in this sentence that I was trying to be a gentleman.
Look,
I never said
let
that.
Let me give you a
I said
quick,
that I would support them.
You need to
but
be, hold on,
be
Brian. You need to be smarter than a fifth grader. All right?
Well,
a synonymous
well, you know what?
Term
I can't be because then
you
wouldn't understand what I was saying. So I have to jump down, dude.
I'm interrupting.
I had to put
okay,
you in a
you
special class.
The
you're
the
only one in my yellow
chivalry.
Bus, and I let you honk the horn when we go down the street. That's how
the
it is.
Term,
I keep
the
you
term
quiet. I give you a, I give you a little bit of Ritalin, and you're good to go for the day.
And you use the term gentleman. That means chivalry.
I never use the term. I have not. Unless I'm going crazy, I got to go to my jury. Pat, did you hear me use the term gentleman? Because if I did,
yeah,
I'm going crazy.
You said you opened
I
the doors for
did.
Women just a moment
wait
ago.
Wait a minute. Let me hear.
Did.
I used the term, and what area did I use the word gentleman?
We were arguing about something, and you came up with being a gentleman.
I did.
And he attacked you right away.
Okay.
All right. And being a gentleman
and what
is
context,
equal to
what context
being
was that?
Chivalrous.
What context
remember
was that, Mr.
The
Solution?
Brian, remember
that
the
word
equal
gentleman?
Sign? That's a big reality. Gentleman equals chivalry. Go ahead.
In what context did I use the word gentleman? I don't
matter.
Remember.
It doesn't matter. You use
it
in
matters
context
a lot.
To a
if
woman.
You're saying I use the word gentleman and Pat's saying I use the word gentleman, I don't remember using the word gentleman.
I'm going
and,
to tell you. That's because
okay.
you do things that damage your brain cells. You used it in response to a woman because I was accusing you of being inconsistent, which you are, toward women. If women need protection, then be consistent. That's all I'm saying. I heard you railing against this woman. She doesn't need to be protected. She's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm saying, wait a minute. This is a deviation from your normal platform.
Is it? Hmm.
But okay. Go on with Richard Simmons. We will certainly see examples of you being inconsistent in the future, in future presentations, no doubt about it. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, you forget easily. That's because you are, let me tell you why you forget. You are sometimes a good thespian. And a good thespian, when they get into role or character, they become the character and everything else is slighted, right? So I understand why you, it's convenient for you to forget things that are inconsistent about you. So carry on.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
it's
we're going to take
that
a break.
It's not that important, Brian.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, we're going to take
did
a break.
Work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Pat. Pat, did you hear me use the word gentleman?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right.
So that's two against one. One prevaricator.
Oh, I think we should ask Melissa.
One prevaricator,
okay.
You, Brian, and two people who are accurate, in this case, Pat and myself.
I was absolutely busy. I was, Oliver cut his foot. I was putting a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, Melissa, I'm sorry. Is he
him,
okay?
He's okay.
He
yeah,
okay?
He's okay. And I was making a sandwich for him. And so I didn't hear anything like that at all.
I was trying to ask solution in what context did he hear me use that word?
And I explained it to you. You were trying to rebut what I said, and then you gave an example. Well, I'm chivalrous when I'm a gentleman when I
never,
open the door
I,
for
I,
a woman.
I said the only time I said I never said word chivalrous. I said chivalry.
Oh, you
is
said
dead.
Gentleman. You said, and I told you gentleman and chivalry are equal terms.
But that's what
in
you
context.
Told me. But I don't think I used the only thing I could think of. Maybe I
oh,
used
okay.
that word in a context is when
Brian,
I said if
you're not
I
going
open
to
the door
this
for
one.
Someone.
Go the hell on. You did do it. And just because you don't remember something is no damn defense. You forget what you've just said seconds after you say it.
Yeah, that's not true.
You talk too much, Brian.
Okay.
But we love it. Continue to talk too much. I mean, how could you be funny if you didn't say a whole lot of shit?
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. I need some coffee.
All right.
I need
Mr.
some coffee.
Chopin.
Yeah. I need some coffee. We're going to take a little break. Okay, here we go. And when we come back, we'll play a song. We'll play a song. Okay.
If you can find it in your heart, apologize to that woman on the air.
To what woman? I'm not apologizing to that woman.
No,
stop
he doesn't need to
stop.
Do that.
Stop. I don't like people who can't. No. You're not going to pull that on me. You know, I try to, you know, I'll go. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, we'll be right back. And then we're going to play a game with Pat. We're going to play the game of, what is
oh,
that
not
music?
Name that tune. My God.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did so well yesterday with that. You really did.
Yeah.
You have another sandwich right there.
And you know what?
You
and I don't forget. And I'm telling you right now, I don't forget.
Brian, ever since I've known you, you've had selective amnesia.
Ever since you know me? For how many years? I mean, how many years did you
oh,
think I had selective memory? How many
it's
years?
It's been over 15. Look, I remember
wait
when
minute,
you
wait
used
minute,
to
wait
smoke.
Wait a minute. You said that I had selective memory for
hold
over
on.
15 years?
Hold on. When you used
years?
To smoke, you would get reduced blood supply to your brain. So it's understandable. But once I coaxed you into quitting smoking, to quit
oh,
smoking rather.
Oh, you coaxed
rather,
me into quitting. I see.
Well, I did. You deny that?
No,
are you forgetting?
I didn't. No.
Are you forgetting again?
See, you're gonna try to use that. You're gonna try to use that against me. Am I a forgettable
person? Wait.
No,
wait,
I remember.
I'm
remember
to try.
What's important
I've
to
never
me.
Tried
I remember what's important to me, and
I've,
I did
I've
not
never tried
that.
Anything in my life.
What?
I'm
that's
a
right,
doer.
Not even pussy. Not even
I'm
pussy.
A doer.
You have not even tried women's pussy.
Oh, there you go again. See, you go off the rails so damn quickly. It's
not
almost
off the rails.
It's instantaneous. Get along with
when
what you're
the,
doing.
When
get
was the
coffee,
last? When
whatever.
Was the last girl? What's the date of the last girl? The last date.
You're not going to get. Look, you have a putrid.
Man,
disgusting.
I might just chill tonight.
Puppy monkey baby.
I think you're a sexaholic. I mean, you just bring up sex. You just bring up sex for no reason
at all.
So
I am.
You go from
fighting
zero
you?
To a thousand.
I'm
stop
not.
That.
In fact, I'll give you the T-shirt. I
stop
love
that.
It. I love
hey,
it.
Hey, you can keep. Keep 99% of that.
I go
to
the 12-step sexaholic meetings and I get a cookie and it looks like a pussy.
If you keep 99% of your sex interest to yourself, I'll still get the point with that 1% you present.
You just don't like sex. You are afraid of sex. You are a
no,
sex
No, I'm not.
Baby.
God created
You're
sex.
You're a sex crybaby.
Wait a minute. I celebrate sex. You're wrong
you
about
do not
that.
Celebrate. Yeah, you do not celebrate sex. How do you celebrate sex?
You
oh, somebody else has it, so you have to throw some a drink?
Brian, don't drag me into a sex discussion. I don't want to get into that with
you. Know,
you.
It's getting to, okay, I got to go. I got to go to the other stuff because it's getting late. We'll talk
You're
about
into
your
debauchery.
We'll get into your sexless life later, but I got to do this. I got to do this.
Go again. Smear campaign.
I'm not smearing you. All right.
So I do.
I am not. You are very selective of who you have sex with, and so far it's just been you and your hand. There.
There you go again. And then you raise the
I am still
issue
sharp,
about
so
me
I'm,
insulting
and I
you.
Did. I'm going to forget
all
I
right.
said that. What happened? Okay, here
it's
we
into
go.
The,
it's
into
time for
the, we're into the vault, into the safe,
yes.
where you are trying to inflict emotional harm on me, all right?
I
recognize
trying.
What you're doing.
You've been trying to inflict emotional harm to me for 15 years.
Never,
and I bat it away. I'm like
never,
a goalie in hockey.
Never.
I just bat it away. I,
never,
I,
never.
I got
you're wrong,
my,
Brian.
Never. I see. I have not tried to do emotional harm.
Look,
I try to give you a hug. I try to give you a virtual hug, and you refuse it because you don't want the closeness.
What is it? Meme it.
Meme it. You wouldn't be able to see it if I was a meme. Here, I'm a meme. I'm giving you a meme hug. How's that?
Do it in air quotes. I appreciate it just as well.
I can't. I'm in a box. Until Pat lets me out of the box, I can't do anything. All right. It's time for Pat.
Hey, Brian, I do have a question before you proceed. I think
okay.
I'm desperate for a cup of coffee now. But let me ask
you
a latte.
I'll give you a cup of coffee. Yes.
Okay. Name. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
A latte, and I'm not into coffee as much as I should be. I
sure.
like it.
Sure.
But a latte, define a latte. And how many shots are in
you know,
a zero
you know,
cup?
You say that very interesting, Mr. Solution, because my daughter was here, too, and a lot of people do this. They'll go to Starbucks, right? And it's not
mm-hmm.
that they just order coffee anymore. I mean, he just brought up something. She will order special shots, and I don't know what they put in. I don't know what a shot – what is a shot? Is it a shot of cream or – I don't know. She says, I want three shots of this. And what is a shot
caffeine.
Of – what are they ordering? Is it
can
caffeine?
Be other things, but usually caffeine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's what it was. A shot of extra. You're already having coffee. You're going to have an extra shot of caffeine? What?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. You
and
know,
I need.
She'll order.
Listen,
yeah.
I like three to four, but I only do about two or three cups a week. Well, a little bit less than that. But let me tell you, when I get at my cup, I'm at my cup.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. That is fair. I'm usually a hot chocolate guy, but I did drink some coffee. I'm going to have one right now. Okay. We got to get on the show. You're going to love this show if I could ever get to it. But first, what we're going to play, Mr. Sushi, we're going to play this. This is called, and it's one of Melissa's favorite, What the Fuck.
Well, let me
just ask
you this before you get into that. Is Richard Simmons okay?
Melissa had the story, and I don't know if Melissa's listening.
He is okay.
Go ahead, Melissa.
He's not happy that they have made a biopic movie about him that Pauly Shore is going to play him. But he did speak out. He did speak out today, and it was confirmed that it was him on Twitter. And he is okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Now it's time to play the game. It's one of the most famous games in Blog Talk history. It's what Pat Over the Line thinks about music, and can she name that tune? All right, Pat, are you ready? Here's how it works. Here's how it works. Yes, you're doing so good. I'm going to just read lyrics of the song that Pat should know in her era, and she'll tell me the name of the song. That's it. Simple. I'll read the lyrics of some song, and Pat will guess what the song is. Now, Pat says she hasn't listened to music since 1999, but I'm going to try to give her some current music. Here we go, Pat. Ready? Pat, name
current
this.
Current music?
It's current. Well, you should know it. Let me give you an area. The era, the 90s. How about the 90s?
Yeah, okay.
90. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe me when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why, because it ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why, ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
I don't know this one.
I never want to hear you say, I want it that way. Come on, you can do it. Melissa, do you know it? If you say yes, you know it, then don't say it. Do you know it, Melissa? Do you know it, Mr. Solution, the song? Okay, I'll keep reading. Hang in there, Pat.
Okay.
Am I your fire? Your one desire. Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
I don't know this one.
I never want to hear you say, I never want it that way. I think you do know this song, and we'll be right back. I think you do know this song. Here we go.
Believe when I say I
that way. See, I told you. Let me see if Pat remembers. Pat, do you remember the song now?
No.
Okay.
It was too vanilla for me.
I was hoping that you and John were making out the whole time. But that song was playing.
You got the song, didn't you, Melissa? Did you get the song?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Backstreet Boys, whatever it was, one of those boy bands. Yeah.
See, you know, Melissa, I knew that Mr. Solution's here. Mr. Solution, I got to make sure he's here because I got a special song for him, and I think he can relate to it. Mr. Solution, are you here? Because I got a special song. I got a special song for you. This song's going to go out to Mr. Solution, okay? So I'm going to give my radio voice, because my coffee's almost made, and then we'll go back to the show. So I'm going to give my radio voice to Mr.
Brian.
Solution because I – Yeah. I'm going to give you a song. I'm going to dedicate you a song because I think you can
hold on, hold on. The only song I want is My Way by Sinatra.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But right now we'll have it.
I'll
get that to you. But first you have to listen to this, and then I'll give you your song.
Wait a minute. Okay. I don't know if this is my song, but
this
I don't trust your taste in music, by the way.
I know you don't trust my taste in music at all. Okay, but I'm going to listen to this song, and I'll give you My Way, I promise you. Okay, I'm going to put everybody on mute. Stay with me. Okay, here we go. Now, this song is dedicated to my friend, Mr. Solution, because all the years that we've been talking about women and all the years that he thinks I'm snowflake towards my position on women, I'm going to dedicate this song. Now, this song is about a woman who was wronged by her boyfriend. But you got to really listen to the lyrics and tell me that you think this is what Mr. Solution thinks about every woman. Here we go.
Wait, is this the song with the drums? I met a guy in the summer and I left.
We're going to play this again. Here we go. But listen to the lyrics.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another song, another bar, another stand. And when he took something wrong, he just brought me to France. So I miss him so nice when I'm feeling depressed. Till I remember every time he made a pop on my friend. Cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pulled my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends. Because everyone knew all of the shit that he'd do. He said I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth. And when I told him how he hurt me, he told me I was tripping. But I am my father's daughter, so maybe I could fix him. I want to kiss it.
There you go. What do you think, Mr. Solution? Nice song. There you go. You want a revenge song for all women. Get them back. As it happens, here we go. Welcome to the show. 34 minutes. It is Friday, everybody. If you want to come in, it's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. Whatever's on your mind, why not? Get it off your chest, especially if it's a bra. Thank you.
You know, I know this is a cliche, but damn, this week went by quickly.
It really did go by quick. It really did. This whole year is going by quick. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm only going to spend 5 minutes of it. You know, I'll get the Trumpers coming in here, and they'll talk about this and what Trump did for me and Biden didn't do anything. Let me tell you something. The economy is very good. It is very good. In fact, inflation, what is it, 3.2 and it's rising? Meaning that we're getting away from inflation. The prices of food coming down. The price of oil is coming down. Your gas is going to look marvelous. It is amazing. It hasn't been this low in 8 years. The economy is well on its way, and the relief as well. So when people say, well, Biden didn't do anything, yes, he did. This economy hasn't been this good
in 8 years. Brian. Okay. What you're saying is a bunch of malarkey. And I don't know what damn planet you are posted on.
I'm on planet Earth, foo.
That's what it's called.
I got the map right here. It says, go to planet Earth, foo. And I got the map, and I got my GPS. I think I'm on Earth.
Food prices, if they go up 16% and then go down 2%, that's an overall uptick. That's not down.
It is down.
That's what
here
you call,
we go. Here.
Those are higher highs. And higher lows.
During Business Insider, according to Business Insider, meaningful is stronger U.S. economy, dismantle slowdown fears, boost 3.3 growth in the fourth quarter, my God, in 2023.
Brian, all you have to do is look at what you paid for a dozen of eggs last
Shit.
Look at what you paid for a dozen of eggs last year.
That's going
to come. What you're
paying
this year, and I guarantee you, it's not down.
Okay.
It's not down.
Your mortgage rates will be coming down pretty soon. The price
of
prices
have gone up.
No, they
have
not
increased. The price of homes. That's the reason millennials and Gen X can't even afford a home. 26% of them have to move back in with their parents.
You're
and
talking about
at all
Trump
the
layoffs,
Brian.
I won't argue with you. All you guys, all you have to do is put in your Google search the economy. Read for yourself.
You can't just
listen to
a biased source.
Listen to the news once in a while. The economy
is great.
You've
got to listen to multiple sources. Let me do this. Just do this. This is an easy test. Are you ready?
I don't like tests. I'm going to cheat off of Pat. Pat and Melissa, let me see your paper. I didn't know this was a pop quiz. I wasn't prepared.
Okay, do this. Go to the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Inflation Calculator, and you can check it with the CPI, Consumer Price Index Inflation Calculator, and just put in how much goods and services, and I know you can work the calculator. You are a gamer. I'm pretty sure you play games. So
do
at least
I?
You do here on the air.
Do
so anyway,
I?
You should be familiar with this. But just go in and plug in the numbers. It's not very difficult. And they will tell you conclusively that one needs more dollars for the same goods and services.
All right,
I
already plugged it in. And it says, we have the best economy, and within 8 years.
Oh, it doesn't say that. It's all about numbers. You're lying.
No, that's what it says here.
And
it also says here in a footnote, Brian is right.
You're not. You've never impressed me as a money type person.
I wasn't trying to impress you.
Budgets well or manages money well.
I send you emails.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Still send me money.
Okay, sure I do.
Trying to impress you.
And I really do. I send you currency in the form of information. But look here.
You want to buy my Bitcoin?
Both those indicators, which are the best inflation indicators, show that things have increased in price. And wages have not increased commensurate
with the
price of goods and
services. Stop it. Go back to the Yellow Brick Road. I am telling you the truth. All you have to do, ladies and men out there listening to my voice, Google the economy and look for yourself, and you see it. I am right. It's at, we're at 3.3%. They didn't expect it to be that high. They expected it to be 2.5. They had having 3.3%.
Let me ask you a question, Brian. This is the same Google that just paid out a $5 billion.
I don't just go to Google. I listen to the stock exchange. Believe it or not, I do have stocks.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Listen.
I do have stocks. My sex trafficking stock has just went up. They just kidnapped another bitch. Woohoo! I'm going to be rich. Go ahead. Yeah, these are inappropriate jokes. What are you going to get for free? Stop it. Go ahead, Miss. I know, Mr. Fred. Only you get me. Thank you. I get you, Brian. I got you, Brian. Thank you, Mr. Fred.
Sometimes I've learned when one is trying to make a point to an imbecile, they just have to stop.
Yeah.
So you go ahead.
Well, I've been talking to you for a while, and that's why I changed the subject. I learned that years ago. There you go. You got to be a little quicker to be with me, mister. I will slap you like a bitch on a pony. And who slaps a bitch on a pony? That's kind of cruel. Anyway, you are my bitch today, and your name is going to be Shamika. Continue, Shamika. Wow.
Pardon?
We lost Shaniqua. Shh. She may rise from the grave. Shh, Pat. And we're very quiet, Mr. Sulu. She can't see us.
Just realize I
wear
a size 14. I wear a size 14, and when over 3/4 of it is up your rectum, don't be surprised.
Ah, Mr. Solutions.
Brian, literally, I'm trying to tell you something, and you jackass
you and your little
are trying
baby
to make
feet.
A joke of it.
Google
is
feet.
Not Google.
You're only size 14, baby feet.
Google, Google is not telling the truth. And
okay,
just as I said,
feet.
Google just paid out
I
a
I think you have a bigger shoe.
Google just paid out a $5 billion settlement
they
for
did.
Lying
they
and
did.
Cheating on its customers.
You know what else who paid?
When they
go ahead,
went
go ahead,
in
go ahead.
Incognito, hold on, Brian, shut the fuck up. When Google, when you go into incognito mode, Google was
wow. Do
Google
you
was
know that I can talk
people,
over you and nobody
caught.
Will hear a word you're saying? Every time you speak, I can talk over you and they cannot hear your now say you're sorry. Get on your knees,
you're
pull down my
idiot,
zipper,
Brian.
And say
not
you're
only
sorry.
Are you an idiot,
get
you're
on your knees
idiot.
And pull down my zipper and say you're sorry. Pray to my penis god.
Oh, no.
He is your lord. He is your lord.
Pray to the...
Me? Oh, my God. I'm awful. Pray to the penis god and say you're sorry. Kiss my balls. And you will be forgiven.
Didn't you just lose your balls in an operation?
I didn't
what
lose
happened?
My balls.
You have synthetic balls? What's going on there,
no.
guy?
No. I got rid of my prostate because you gave me a pain in the ass. For all these years,
oh,
you stuck
well,
up my ass,
not,
and I had
not
a problem.
Like you
and it says, I go here, the doctor goes, oh, here it is.
Listen,
you
listen,
got pollution
I
from Mr. Solution, and now we had to get rid of your prostate because he'd been blowing smoke up your ass for the last 10 days. It's not good. Or 10
if
years,
you go
it's not
through
good.
Your youth, I guarantee you will find out you were a trouble youth. You were incorrigible.
I was never... I
ever
was,
get,
I was
listen, did you ever get suspended from school?
No, I never got suspended. I was threatened many times, but then I had sex with the lady counselor and I passed. That's how it happened.
You were threatened with suspension?
Oh, many times. Many times. I was always the suspect. Ever since I was in sophomore year, they would call me in. That's how I met. We didn't have a principal. I don't think I ever saw a principal, but we had a dean of girls that did the discipline. She was like the principal. And she would call me in almost every week. Brian, yes. What was her name? Mrs. I forgot her. Whoa, Wooten. Her name was Mrs. Wooten. Yes, Mrs.
Okay,
Rudin.
Okay,
she looks like an owl. She had gray hair.
She
had the glasses. You know the glasses that had the little thing on the neck that don't, that if you fall down.
Here we go with your sex
you.
With your sex capades. Go ahead.
You asked me about me being suspended, and I asked and I answered you, sir. You cannot use that as a headline without hearing the story for your
all right,
benefit.
Go ahead.
That's it. There's nothing else. Yes, I was always.
What were your grades like in school, Brian?
I actually was a 3.5 grade point average in high school. Actually, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't mean in art.
I mean
overall.
My senior year was actually 3.8. In my senior,
how'd you do in math?
3.8. Math, I did good in. I wasn't the best in it, but I did good in math.
Well, you
did
well. Okay. How about
well, English?
In,
I didn't. That's why the English might kind of drop with the English. I did well. Excuse me, Mr. Solution, sir.
Reading comprehension, literature.
What? I didn't understand the question.
What about reading? That's because you talk too damn much. What about reading comprehension?
What
literature?
About it? You hear me read? I read like a pro. I should be Siri. My voice
okay.
should be Siri right on the phone.
Thank you. I got that. I should have.
Thank
yes,
you, sir. My voice should be Siri. I would like to have it. Like you have my own phone, like the Hammer phone. Hammer, can you find me? Can you find me a Hammer place? Hello, Woody Woody.
Steve, you know, like when we're in school, we talk about what we want to be, what we wish to be.
On a
scale of 1 to 10, where do you rank in terms of your aspirations?
I wanted to be, I remember my teacher asked Mrs. Sundgren, she asked me what I wanted to be, and I wanted to be her chair, because she sat down on my face, like on her ass. I wanted to be her chair.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what my ass
there you go,
be.
Pat. You see what kind of, you know, let's see, what I call it.
I got to what do you got to
What kind of mind is this? Oatmeal?
It's
yeah,
a glorious
with oatmeal
mind.
Brain. Go ahead, oatmeal.
It's a glorious mind. My mind is glorious. My God. I'm going to get my
yeah,
own.
Yeah, in what? Filth. Trash.
The trash. How dare you. Sexual pleasure is not trash to
you. Brian, let me ask you this. How many times have you gone to jail?
Well, let me count the waves. 1, 2, 3 times.
You've gone to jail 3 times. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Were you falsely accused? Or
no,
was
actually,
justified?
Actually, 10 times. 10 times I went to jail.
You've gone to jail 10 times. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were
yes,
you falsely accused?
No, my girlfriend worked
was
at the jailhouse.
Was it legitimate?
I picked her up at 5 o'clock. That's when she got off work.
Oh, you dated the jailer. Okay, I see.
My girlfriend worked at the sheriff's department. I had to pick her up when she got up working.
I see.
You racist
and
son of a bitch.
And it just took her that
you
long before she knew your ass needed to be locked up.
She made good money.
Brian, is there anything
the
in your life that
actually,
that doesn't,
I, if you really
want to
know something, wait, if
I'm
you really,
asking.
By the time, see, you're trying to tell
hold on,
me,
hold on.
Come out
is
glorious.
There anything
if you really want to know, I worked as a juvenile hall for the kids, and I also worked at in my college in UCLA. I also worked at the Disabled Student Center that I worked with. I worked with students with learning disabilities, and I also gave them transportation around for back, and I also did a counseling session for students who were not who.
Right.
Right,
and I hope you participated in that class.
I did because I talked to Cass.
Is there anything about you that doesn't relate directly to sex? Anything?
Let me think. Next question.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Here we go. Some people want this... some people want to hear this again. I got to play it, and then we got to go really quickly. Here we go. Some people want to hear it on request, and then I'll play my way. Here we go. I had a request 2 minutes ago.
And on the 8th, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a man to test the will and goodness of a free people. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who failed in everything but theft and broken promises to live in a golden palace and convince the poor he serves their needs. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a wicked man to lead the common folk with hatred and fear. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a corrupt man who is above the law and immune from justice. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who will use violence to seize power. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man whose followers will call black white, call evil good, and call criminals hostages. So God made a dictator. God said, I need his political party to obey without question, and the press fear his wrath. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a cruel man who uses his power and position to punish and harm his opposition. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who breaks the faith of even his most godly followers and leads them to idolatry. Place him above me. So God made a dictator. And then God said, I sent this man to test you, and until you cast him down, you have failed. So God made a dictator.
Wow, I love that, man. Wow. Isn't that powerful? That's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the guy with the dictator. If you need to, if you go to, I urge you, go to YouTube and pull up God Made a Dictator. You would be, the visual is just unbelievable. It's just amazing. And it's Donald Trump's face in all of them. You won't be disappointed. So if you get a chance, do that. And,
why don't you talk about revolution at the border, buddy? Who is trying
yeah,
to
well, overrule you really want me
states?
To talk about that? I really want to talk about it. So anyway, the Republic.
Okay,
I'll talk
who
about
is
it really
trying
quickly.
To overrule states' rights? Get on something real.
But let me, if you want me to talk about it, I'll talk about it. Here's what's really going on, folks. I wanted to get to the – this is the second time. It's the weekend. Am I getting to the fantasies and everything? How long I have? 19 minutes? Okay, I'll talk really fast. Here's what's happening, folks. In the White House right now, Trump is trying to get into the White House, so he doesn't want any bills passed because he doesn't want Biden to take credit for it. So right now they're passing law. They got a bipartisanship right now to pass a law regarding tightening the border. A lot of they've been working on this new law for about 6 months. They finally got it, bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans. They're right about to vote on it, but Trump says hold off. Don't pass that law. Any Republicans that try to pass that law, you will not belong to my camp anymore, because I don't want Biden to take the win. So meanwhile, Trump says, open up all the borders, open up all this, let all the criminals in, let all the rapists in and everything, and when I get elected, I will be the one that will take care of it. And that
hey,
is
Brian,
true.
6 million
so Trump
have
is telling the Republicans,
if,
do
if,
not
if,
pass
if,
the law
Biden
until
was
I get
serious
into
about
office.
Doing
and meanwhile,
something,
keep the borders open. And that's the real truth.
Could not have removed the stops that Trump had in place. Trump had the border under control.
Trump did not have any stops in place in the border. The most,
you're a liar.
If you really want to think, no, I'm not a liar. The most, I already told you, and look it up. You can look up what I say. The only president that had really strict border laws
was
Obama.
Mexico to send
Obama
troops.
Was the only president that
had
strict border policies. And you can look it up.
Trump had Mexico to send troops to the border to stop those people from
Trump
entering into
paid
Mexico.
Mexico. Trump
you have
paid
to enter
Mexico
in order to get
Wait,
to America.
I got some Trump news.
Hold on. They're violating international law because if you're seeking sanctuary or whatever, right, you're supposed to stop in the first non-combative country that you enter. So you don't get to pick and choose. And so Trump had the border under control. Biden is insincere. 6 million people have already gotten in, 6 to 8 million. So he's not serious about it.
Where
Trump
are
is
you
saying,
getting
wait until I get in office and I'm going
no,
to fix
wait,
it.
Wait, stop. No, you're giving false information. Trump did
not
have the border control. In fact, you are giving
I'm
false
not
information.
Giving
in fact,
false
Trump
information.
Sent
you are.
Millions of money. And I'm not. You could check my
facts.
You're
a liar, Brian.
You could
go
check.
Ahead,
I am
going
not
to
a liar. You can
lie.
Easily check my facts because I base on facts. What Trump did was he tried to make a deal with Mexico, and he tried to play the Mexican president to keep the people in Mexico to stop them at the border and to put the troops over the border to stop the migration to the United States. That did not work because the president of Mexico kept the money. They kept coming across the border, and they laughed at us. That's Trump's policy. I just got you got breaking news right now from Trump. It says here, it's on my phone, hear what judge told Trump's lawyers before Trump walked out of the courtroom. This was former President Donald Trump left the courtroom shortly after E. Jean Carroll's attorney, Roberta Kaplan, began deliberating her closing arguments. In a defamation trial, CNN's Kara Cannell reports, Tell me where it is. I got the thing. This is a moment everyone is talking about Trump's victory speech. Let's listen to this idiot.
I'm not sure that him saying nice things about people necessarily means that Tim Scott is going to be his running mate, but that exchange was telling, odd on the stage last night, so all of it at once. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, Poppy, I mean, look, let's show everybody that moment because, honestly, it's really the one that's getting the people are talking about more than any other moment from what we saw at Trump's speech. Take a look at the position that he put Tim Scott in here and how Scott responded. Watch.
Did you ever think that she actually appointed you, Tim? And think of it, appointed, and you're the senator of his state, and she endorsed me. You must really hate her. No, it's a shame. It's a shame. Uh-oh.
I just love you.
No, that's why he's a great politician.
Right? I mean, I honestly don't. It's easier to describe with a facial expression than with words. But, you know, Tim Scott there, look, he was showing himself, right? Phil, you've covered Tim Scott in the halls of Congress. I've covered him since he was appointed to the Senate, again, by...
Oh, there you go. We want to hear that. This guy's abomination. Somebody put a bullet through his head. Did I actually say that on the air? Oh, man. I hate that dude. I really hate that dude. All right. Are we still on the air? If not, let me know. Are we still on the air? If we're not, I'll hang up.
You are.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I hate that son of a bitch.
But I have
that orange.
To go, Brian.
All right, kiddo. I was going to name the thing. You have to go, baby. I'll let you go. Do you have 2 minutes or you have to go now?
I might have 2 minutes. I'm waiting for my son to show up.
Okay. Here's the 10 top phobias that's going on in the world. Fear of spiders. Fear of snakes is another one. Fear of heights is another one. Fear of open or crowded spaces is another one. Fear of dogs is another one. Those are the fears that's going on. Those are the phobias. What are the most common phobias? Well, fears of vomiting, driving, flying, and needles. There are people who are afraid to vomit are some of the most common phobias. There are others that occur more rarely, such as fear of falling. There's also fear of holes. If you have a holes, you're afraid of. Then there's a fear of cluster of small holes. The 10 most common phobias that you want to hear is really quickly is, again, we already talked about it, an intense fear of spiders, an intense fear of snakes, an intense fear of height, an intense fear of flying, an intense fear of dogs, an intense fear of thunder and lightning, an intense fear of injection, an intense fear of social interaction. There you go. It's called social phobia. Agoraphobia for it, a sense of fear of places that are difficult to escape, sometimes involving a fear of crowded or open places. Misophobia is an intense fear of germs, dirt, and other contaminants. And then there's another one that I want to do, and it's a sexual one. Where is it at? The seven most popular and powerful sexual fantasies. Here we go. Now,
hey,
again,
I
want to
give great accolades. Brian, if is my mic open?
Yeah,
no,
you're there.
It's not.
Yeah, I want to give great accolades to Melissa. I thought about it, and she sounds like a phenomenal grandmother taking care of little Oliver. And so that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Very socially and spiritually uplifting. So carry on, Melissa.
Thank you for that compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Go
seven
ahead,
top
Brian,
fantasies.
With your debauchery.
Thank you. Here we go. The seven top fantasies. Here we go. Number seven, flexibility, homoeroticism, gender bending. These, let me is the height of homosexual with every other possibility. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, liaisons, sex, and transgender individuals are becoming transgender. Flexibility fantasies are much more common among women. 59% of women than 26% of men.
Liaison. Damn it.
Man, I said liaison. Now be quiet. Sit down. That's why you're in the back of the school. 59% of women fantasize about being a different gender. Passion and romance. Most sexual fantasies involve unrestrained sexual exuberance. But these focus on loving and feeling love. Passion, romance, fantasies tended to be tied to particular individuals, though often not a fantasizer, but former distant and deceased partners. People dream about having sex with dead people. Are reported these fantasies. More than half of the study participants reported these fantasies. Well, this is weird. The seven top fantasies. Many people fantasize of many men and women playing together, swinging, orgies, while others focus on one person having sex with many other people, called gangbangs. Another one is bondage and discipline. A lot of women call BDSM. And what that means is, like Fifty Shades of Grey, it has become the most popular movie of all time. Almost everyone in that book in the survey reported BDSM daydreams.
Oh, don't do that.
96% of women daydream about BDSM. 93% of men will do it. More than three-quarters reported bondage fantasies, being tied up or restraining another. One-third reported frequent bondage fantasies. Half fantasized about discipline, erotic domination, or submission, with 20% saying that they had fantasies often. Most people I mean, that's not an unusual fantasy. That goes back to the old things where women wanted to fantasize about being raped, and but they don't literally want to be fantasized about being raped. They want to be fantasized about being raped that someone they know, but they don't really want to know, so they don't be held accountable. That goes with that. Number three, novelty and adventure. The top sexual novelty fantasies involve oral and anal play, particularly among those who are rarely or never experienced them in real life. 60% say they dreamed of giving or receiving fellatio or cunnilingus. But 60% said that they dream of giving a blowjob? Huh. More than one-third of men fantasize insertive anal intercourse. A third of men? With 20% of both men and women reporting fantasize of receptive.
Hey, Brian, you make up the whole 20%.
Thank you, sir. And more than half study participants fantasized about sex in unconventional settings in public, particularly on beaches and at work, in bars, elevator, hop-tops, parks, and forests. I did all of
this. Listen, no normal man wants to have anal or rectal intercourse. That is dangerous. It's disgusting, and it's unhealthy. You're the only one that makes up that group, Brian.
I probably do. Taboo forbidden sex. These fantasies involve voyeurism, exhibitionism, fetishes, and incest. Voyeurism, watching people have sex without their knowledge, was the most prevalent. I like to do that. Reported by 60% of the study participants, almost half of the people, 45% reported fetish fantasies, and sexualizing of non-sexual things, notably feet and women's underwear. And almost half, 42%, enjoyed of exhibition. I'm putting on a sexual show, for example, in cars with people watching. That's very popular in Pornhub. And here's another one called non-monogamy partner. These fantasies involve consensual non-monogamy, mate swapping, watching one partner with someone else, and emotional as well as a sexual relationship with more than one partner. More than two-thirds of the participants reported such fantasies at least once occasionally. The other one is passion and romance. Most sexual fantasies involve unrestrained sexual exuberance, but these focus on loving and feeling loved. Passion romance fantasies tended to be tied to particular individuals, though often not a fantasizer, regular partner, but former distant or deceased partners. We already went through that. There you go. Hey,
and
it says,
Am I normal? This, like,
wait, I just want to do
open
over
marriage,
the past four decades, I answered that more than 12. Am I normal? Many people ask if they're sexually normal. Now, normal has to mean two things. In addition to, we don't know. It, oh, wait a minute. Ooh, this is nasty. Solo or partner, sexual pleasure depends on deep relaxation, which opens and dilates the arteries in the central body, extra blood into the genitalia. The extra blood produces penile and clitoris erection. I like to erect your clitoris. Vaginal liberation, there you go. I am a clitoris erector. There you go. Pat, did I get her? Nope. She didn't finish. I did it all for her, and she didn't finish it. Yes, kiddo. Yes. What would you like to say?
Did I misunderstand one part when they said that a lot of women fantasize about being the opposite sex?
Yes.
Right.
Nowadays, a lot of women fantasize about being transgender. That's what it says.
And I never have. I have never thought of having a penis. And that is the God.
Oh, you want to rephrase that?
When one studies child psychology, when kids are young and they really haven't been established in their sexual or gender roles, they may wonder about being the other. You know, like when kids are very curious. When they play doctor or whatever. Now, many parents handle it badly. If they see kids manipulating themselves, and by the way, I did take a couple of courses in child psychology. Some of the horrible things they used to do to kids to stop kids from touching themselves, put on gloves, just all kinds of horrible things, you know, screaming at kids. I think that damages kids. Like, if a kid is touching him or herself, and then the parent just screams at them instead of taking them to the side and gingerly explaining what's going on.
About if you pour hot sauce in your buttocks, you receive an erection. That's the big myth.
You shouldn't
do this in public or something like that. People were doing
that.
Parents handle sexual training of kids.
I remember a coworker a number of years ago
asked me.
And I want to thank everybody for coming in and have a great
young male. And I said to her,
and
"Take care, everybody." But I said, "Go to the library and look."
Goodbye. Thank you.
Oh, Brian, you're such an ass wipe.
Go ahead,
Brian, but I would have
go ahead, being an asswipe,
Brian. Keep it up.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll give you three minutes, Mr. Solution. Go ahead.
Oh, you trying to talk over me, God damn it, because you're jealous. You don't have shit to say of substance. Now, what you say is very clownish. You know, and sometimes it borders on being comical when it doesn't border on being insane.
Oh, we're still on the air?
You don't like legitimate information.
Podcast.
You like to poo-poo that. And I think you have been locked up.
I don't poo-poo.
And I do think your ass has been locked up because you seem like a stupid rebel.
Mr. Solution, you're fantasizing of me is just too much. Your adulation of me is your hero worship of me is just too much. I am not your idol. I am not your role model. And
Don't use me as your hero, sir.
You got to find other people that move you forward.
Okay, I shall. But look, parents do. There's no, manual that comes with children. Usually, like Melissa, for example, she's taking supreme responsibility, taking care of little Oliver. And I really appreciate that from a societal standpoint. And the reason I do is because people belong to all of us. They belong to the family initially. But as they get older and grown, they belong to all of us. They belong to employers. They belong to government. They belong to the society. And so creating good, healthy people is a good thing. Now, Brian, you are the oddball exception for sure, Right? Generally, creating model
citizens. I make you so happy, sir. You should thank me.
You know I'm teasing.
You should thank me. I know you're teasing, kiddo. Hey, I know you're teasing, but for some reason, I'm on the air. I got to thank you.
You're a lovable ass wipe. Even, and you even said your girlfriend.
Your girlfriend said,
you did a whole show, at least a portion of a show, where your girlfriend called you an asshole. And you came on and explained.
She called Brian an asshole. And read between the lines.
She called Brian an asshole. Who is Brian?
Yes, she did. My girlfriend doesn't like my radio persona. She doesn't like my radio persona. It's no big deal. She hates the radio persona. She likes the real me after get off the radio, but she doesn't like the radio persona. She made it clear. I didn't try to hide it.
How much doesn't she like it? Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
One to ten, I give it a 30.
Peg you for me. Go ahead.
She cannot stand my radio persona. She thinks
on a scale of 1 to 10, give me an indicator.
30. 10, beyond 10. She doesn't like it. She thinks I'm a womanizer.
Oh.
She doesn't like the way I talk about women on the air. She doesn't like the way my language is.
I told you.
She doesn't like the way my language. Wait a minute,
Pat.
Hold on. She doesn't like my language on the air. She doesn't like my sense of humor on the air. There's nothing that she likes.
No, I'm not.
There you go, Mrs.
Well, I basically agree with her. But you are funny. You deserve a place in the world, probably very, very low toward the...
I see.
There are 8 billion people, and in that particular genre, I'm going to say you're about 1.5 billion on the low end.
I don't think so.
Number one on the low end.
I can appreciate the lower side of that score. Yeah, I understand.
I'm number one
on
the lower side of that score.
Kind of caustic. And toxic and
yeah, it is. My
in
humor, the show could be toxic. The subject could be toxic, but I'm not afraid
to
get
into
toxicity.
So let me just clarify. So you are a different person than your radio personality, right?
I think. Well, she seems to think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense. You kind of two-faced it. I always thought you were two-faced.
Yeah, I am two-faced because when she sits on one face, I can talk to her. I can talk dirty with the other face at the same time.
It has nothing to do with faces. I mean, actual faces. It has
Goodbye.
To do with personality.
Goodbye. I want to thank Mr. Solution for coming in, brightening up the day, Mr. Sunshine himself. Thank you, Mrs.
Say, you always bring out the worst in everybody, so.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
See, that is your gift. See, that is your gift
is
to the world.
Gift.
And
thank
I
you,
like
sir.
I like what your girlfriend, what is it, Christy?
Ooh,
Christy?
Shit, who the fuck is Christy? No, I don't know a girl named Christy.
Oh, you say, okay, whatever. What's her name? You say her name.
No, I'm not telling you her name. You do not speak my girlfriend's name in your mouth, sir. My girlfriend's name does not belong in your mouth, sir. I will slap you.
See, you're being an a-hole there. But, Brian, look.
You keep my girlfriend's name out of your mouth.
You're not completely jailable. I think you should be let out on weekend passes, okay?
Yeah,
now, that's my position.
What a week is like weekend at Bernie's.
All week. You should be allowed out
at Bernie's. If you want
to
see what I do on the weekend,
to go to...
I'm on the beach. I got my little hat. I'm weekend at Bernie's. I'm Bernie. They're carrying me around.
That's a good
bar to bar. Hell. Carrying me around.
And look here, you have a good day. Well, what are you, Brian? I harvested 2 squirrels the other day. I was
did you really?
Yeah,
really?
I was looking out of in the backyard, as it were, back side yard, whatever.
Don't feed them.
And
don't feed them.
Go ahead.
Don't feed them. I made that mistake.
You remember one time? I'll say Sarge. He had to go out and take care of a fox or a raccoon.
It was something.
You remember that. But anyway, the squirrels, the only problem with the squirrels, when you have just 1 or 2 lines in satellite line or maybe some other line, they will chew through those. I love squirrels. They look lovable, but they can be very problematic. They tend to chew through things. Yeah, and so you just have to kind of cull the population. And
what did you
as
do?
Long as they're
did
eating
you poison,
and not bothering
did you
bothering
poison
any,
the squirrel? Did you poison the squirrel? Did you poison the squirrel? What did
oh,
you do?
Oh, no. I took him out a lot quicker than that.
I oh,
see.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, you have to, Melissa. They will destroy a lot of important stuff. If you allow
I see
them.
You going out in your lawn with a hammer trying to play whack-a-mole with the squirrel.
Hold on, Brian. I'm not stupid like you. They'll even get into the attic if you're not careful. What they're noted for is chewing into the cable lines, the electrical lines. And as long as they travel on the lines and don't stop to chew through, I'm just fine. I mean, you like to look at them in the parks, but some people think that that's the full extent of the involvement. No, they can be very destructive. But they are cute, and as long as they stay in that particular role, no problem. But otherwise, you have to cull the group, which I did, by the way.
That's what they said about black people in the 40s.
Well, now you're being a racist asshole. See, there's something that you're doing. Brian, hold on. Let me just say this, and this is an epiphany for me. But even though it happens quite regularly, look, if you go to the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, that is considered the Bible for the mental health. Hold on. That's the Bible for the mental health care workers. Brian, you peg that out on every abnormality in the human spectrum.
I do.
You peg it out.
Say you love me. Say you love me. Say you love me.
Toxic. God dang, Brian. And anything one can come up with,
come on, you
can come up with the worst.
Say it.
No one ever said anything about culling human beings. Nobody but an abject
human being.
Nobody but an abject, insane racist would say some bullshit like you just said.
Say
about
you love
culling
me.
Animals. And I don't even put you in the category of the lower animal. All right?
I'm listening.
And oftentimes, in terms of Brian, I like the way you bifurcate it. In terms of the way you act on this show, you do fall in the lower sector of animals. But I don't
do I
even
you
keep
on?
You there. I allow
do I make
you to
horny?
Evolve.
No, it's been terrible.
Now, you recycle.
Do I make you Randy?
You keep recycling, and you go back to being the lowest, whatever. But I try to allow you to evolve, and
I want to thank Melissa Oliver for coming into the studio. Thank you guys for coming in. All right, Mr. Fisher, you
Oliver
have a good
great.
Week. Yeah. Bye,
and
Oliver.
You know, this doesn't even seem like Friday. So before you go, though, Brian, before we unleash you on the world, goodness. What do you have in store? What's going on?
Well, I plan on relaxing this weekend. The kids were for 3 weeks, and it's going to be quiet this weekend. I plan on relaxing and watching a little football. I'll be watching football Sunday and just taking it easy.
Who's your team? And I always consider sports is a way to vent. That's a way to healthily vent, although some people overdo it.
I don't know about that.
Team?
I
who's
just enjoy watching a good game. I'm sick of Kansas City, and the only reason I want Kansas City to lose is because I'm sick of Taylor Swift. I am so sick of watching the football game, and they keep showing a picture of Taylor Swift. I'm tired of it. I want
now. Do you mind placing a small wager on the?
I bet all the time. I do bet on
that. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, I do. I bet online all the time. I love going to Vegas,
let me
and I'll
just
bet
say
all
this.
The time.
Be the better. You said your girlfriend, that Cindy. You said that Cindy doesn't like the Brian.
How did you know her
Brian.
Name was Cindy? I thought your name. I thought you called her something else.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I don't want to get into a lying contest.
No, because you're forgetting things. You're forgetting
I
want to
get
you
into a lying contest with you. Listen.
You forget. You got to keep remembering. You called her another
you,
name.
That's your non-air personality. What's that name?
What's that?
Or can you divulge
See,
it?
See, you forgot what you just said. You're forgetting
what name
things. You're getting
does she
older.
Call you that's none, your non-air personality?
Yes, see, look at you. You're forgetting. You didn't
What mention. Name? Well, tell me. Okay, maybe I didn't hear
I told
it.
You.
You
I told you, but you just forgot.
Was it? Do it tell
you
me
you
again, a-hole.
Hey, now.
Did you hear that, Melissa? Did you hear that?
I'm just asking, what is the name
said,
that she prefers
me,
to
tell
call
me
you?
Again, you a-hole. You forgot. I'm not.
A-hole
master. You forgot.
There you go, Brian. Well, when you play
Wait,
a game,
just say my
really
girlfriend. Go ahead.
A
make
game.
A statement. Just make the statement. Your girlfriend. Go ahead. Just make the statement. Go ahead. You don't need to know her name. What do you what are you saying? What are you saying?
What am I saying?
Yeah,
what is your
number
since she doesn't like Brian? What who does she like? Which one of your personalities? And I'm sure there are more than two. But what's the one that she likes?
You'll never know, my friend. You'll never know because you'll fall in love with him. You don't.
Yeah,
want
I found out that movie that you that defunct movie of yours that you didn't want to share with me. I found
Everything's
out it's
negative
name.
With you. Everything is negative with
I
you.
I see why you didn't want to share it. By the way.
I see. All right. Thank
yep,
you.
Yep, yep. But Brian, you're okay. You're not bad. I mean, you're look, you're no worse than Ronald Reagan. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, on that note, I will trickle down the show next week, but we got to say bye-bye. Thank you.
All
Ms.
right. You have a good one. Have a wonderful
you
weekend,
too.
Brian.
You everybody.
You too. Thank you, Ms. Solution. Thank
you,
Melissa. You guys, both of you guys, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.